You're about to experience the Play Myself Show, where we dig deep into history, trends, and culture. Now, here's your host, Miles.
Welcome to the Play Myself Show. My name is Miles.
My name is
AKA.
Damn.
AKA Mr. Wednesday Night. AKA Go to Mo. Now you can hit you with your name is Mo, no?
I just said
he didn't read the text.
My name is Mo.
Yeah, we live. Go ahead.
One name.
All right, one name. My name is Miles.
My name is Mo.
Thanks, Aunt.
Aunt B.
And then we have.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on, everybody? And welcome to the show. It's the king of the Happy Dance Oreo. We are back once again. We're podcasting to you with the Play Myself podcast.
Play Myself Show, baby.
Sorry.
Play Myself Show, yeah.
Play Myself Show.
Yo.
But I got my ladies, darlings, tell them who are you?
I couldn't do that. It's Sam Crystal.
It's Brittany Bitch.
And I'm your host, Steve. We are the Minority Plus One podcast.
Let's go. Let's go.
On the Play Myself Show, baby.
We definitely very happy to have y'all here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
So Sam and I have a mutual friend and
we
got it ready. Yeah, so.
Yep.
That's how it is.
Shout out to Bully.
Hey. So. So what up, y'all?
If you hit him, clap. That's him. Yep, that's
it. Play the clap.
Yeah, he fucking
is. Yeah, it's not here. Nobody's doing nothing. Yo, so like, this is how it always goes. It ain't playing myself.
I know how to work my shit. Yo, I understand that completely with these guys because I constantly, I'm saying they're like, ladies, can we stay on track? But I'm just saying, you lick the taint. And
word.
That's all I fucking hear. It's like, well,
I just can't sit around and watch another man work like that. I'd rather go. You know what I mean? I just can't do it, V. Like, yeah. But that's just me. What say you, ladies? Anything pressing you want to speak about? Or should I just hit you with a couple softballs?
Yeah, help me.
Yo, what's the craziest thing in that you heard somebody do for COVID and after, like, now you're like, yo, they bugged the fuck out?
You said before COVID?
Before COVID?
Yeah, like, well, during COVID, where you like, yo, this is crazy. But.
See, nothing shocks me anymore. Like, in this world now, I strive to be less judgmental of things. So nothing really, really shocks me anymore. I'm just like, all right. Makes sense. OnlyFans, cool.
Nah, I'm with that.
You know what I'm saying? So. Mm-hmm. What about you, Britt?
I mean, I've seen some crazy shit, but. locked in quarantine, people did real nut shit, but nothing that I would be like, that's over the top.
Right.
You know? I'm sorry, yo. I grew up with two girls, one cup. What the fuck are these movies gonna do?
Yeah, nothing like that, right?
What the fuck are these? That was crazy.
Yeah, one of the girls died.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I forget what happens when you eat feces.
What?
Feces, sorry. She died.
Yeah. Wait, from that specific clip?
From that scene, yeah.
No.
Yeah, that shit was real. She ate feces and died. One of the girls.
I know she ate it, but damn, she died?
Yeah, she
died. If y'all believe that bullshit, Sam, Sam.
Yeah, I'm dead. Right? She died, yo. They were both from Brazil, which is like, goddamn. Word, that's what she get for eating that shit.
Why are you eating shit, though?
I know. Like, how much? You know what I mean? No one could.
Talk. How about now, Brooke?
Yo.
Shit. Yeah. How about now, Brooke?
Hello.
Yo. Better, Brooke?
Better.
She didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Yo. Nah, I see it on there. It looked like it's chopping, but let's see. Hey. Nah, I think it's good. I'll pull this up a little bit. I'm going to see what she say.
Hello?
So, I think we good. If we not. I hear it, so it's good. I'm coming in a little hot. Yo. So, gotcha? Gotcha, like, good, Melissa, or perfect? All right, thanks, bro. All right. Perfect. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, onward.
Onward and upward.
Shout out to two girls, one cup. Shout out to them.
Word.
Yeah,
bro.
Yo.
Champions. Yo, you know what's so funny?
The worst part about that two girls, one cup was the music.
Yo.
The music messed
me up. It was like violence.
How was the music?
I don't
know.
There was music. No, wait, real fast. I don't know if y'all remember. At the time, YouTube was kind of new, and there was like reaction videos. But there was also trolling videos.
Yeah.
So the music is legendary because people would play the music. They'd be like, oh, shit, we about to watch it. And then it'd be like, never going to give you up. Yeah. Never going to let you down.
That's how they get their views. Never going
around. Desert you. That's that shit.
What do they call that? Rick?
Never going to give.
Rick something.
I don't know, but y'all.
Flair.
No, it was.
Yo, it was called something. Shout out to Rick Flair.
It was Rick. You got Rick Rocked or Rick something.
I don't know, but that's a legendary song.
Yeah.
It's a legendary song. So it was like the first trolling before it was called trolling.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So that was a moot point, guys. Any interesting movies lately?
Oh, my God. Yo.
Go ahead.
Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, this Thursday.
I can't wait.
My punk ass is going to be there.
I'm
skipping work. I don't want to hear nothing from nobody. I don't give a shit. I can't fucking wait.
Yo, you gotta say that shit.
I don't know if y'all fuck with Marvel.
That's my shit.
Are you out of your mind?
I'm excited for Wanda.
WandaVision?
Scarlet Witch. I love. I was thinking about being her for Halloween.
I will end a relationship over this.
I love Wanda.
Wow.
No, don't say that.
That's some serious stuff.
They leave the movie theater at the end before that.
No, y'all know better than that.
Are you serious?
You don't watch the whole thing.
That's
black. Doctor Strange will put me on to Marvel.
So when the movie ends and the credits roll, you stay a little bit after, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, for all Marvel movies, you got to do that. Nah, for Marvel movies,
you got to stay from
that. I do. So listen.
Even I know that shit. Come on, brother.
Like,
that's wild.
Movies like that.
I'll sit and wait around for maybe about 2 minutes.
What?
I'm out of there.
So let me just do like a quick house note real quick. So like if you have like a question for the show, if you could just put like a Q colon, because like the live chat is doing exactly what we wanted to do, but it's very important that we know if someone has a question and we're just talking and it seems like we're ignoring you, but we're not.
And there's nothing off limits.
It's nothing off limits for Steve. All right, guys.
You feel like I got mad quiet, right?
I came with the smoke. Let's do it.
There's nothing off limits either. I'm just saying, yeah.
I ain't nothing off limits to me.
All right, for sure. But anyway, so just, Q colon, Q whatever, we'll see it, and then everybody else will see it, and we'll know what to address. So right now, we're just going to let the chat do what it does and while we continue to talk. All right. Sorry. Yeah,
but no, that movie's going to be good.
I can't fucking
wait. Because the last good movie, even though I don't really fuck with DC, but I love Batman. I fucking love Batman.
The Joker was my shit.
Listen, I was Harley Quinn for Halloween, but the old school Harley Quinn as the Jester with the black and
that changes everything.
The black and red, but that new Batman movie. I mean, it was pretty good. I mean, I don't know. You seen it, Steve?
No,
it was okay.
Okay, it was pretty good.
I'm with her.
The only thing you didn't like it?
Not really.
Okay, so this is why I'm gonna tell you why you didn't like it.
You didn't like it.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay.
Mind you, Batman, Bruce Wayne just started being Batman. He was only in it for like 2 years. He only was being Batman. He was only in it for like 2 years.
You dorking out on me right now. I like it though, but go ahead. No, go ahead.
For real.
Yeah.
He's been Batman for 2 years. So you know that everything is new. He's like still torn and tortured soul.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why he was super emo. I didn't like that part. I didn't like that he wasn't like the full playboy philanthropist, fuck boy like he normally is.
Right.
So this is Bruce Wayne still going through trauma, what happened with his parents, deciding that, yo, I want to be a vigilante because there's so much crime in Gotham. So it was like He was just getting started. So if you put that in consideration, then you see like how good the movie is. So, and then what makes it even better that the Riddler, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was like the Zodiac Killer. Y'all remember the Zodiac Killer with the weird messages?
Yeah, they do. They're over there like, mm-hmm.
I know.
Did you guys see it?
No.
I'll shout, spoiler!
Nah, Sam, we're...
They were like, uh-huh.
Hey, Sam, we're adults.
They did not
say that. Spoiler alert! Nah, that shit was rated PG.
Nah, but yo, Guardians of the Galaxy brought me in, and then Doctor Strange just had me on some trip.
So you like Marvel?
Yeah, but I like trippy shit. So like Doctor Strange, if you watch that shit, I think I was tripping. Yo, that's just crazy.
Wait, do you like any DC shit? I don't know. I'm a comic
that black and
Wonder
white
Woman.
The black and white joint was alright, but I like the Joker. Like the Joker in the Bronx, I like that shit.
Okay. That's what I was about to say. It doesn't sound like you know the difference between the two.
Of course not.
Yeah, like you know, DC's like no funny shit. DC does have the best heroes. Like it has like.
Oh, now you tripping.
You know,
now you
right.
Superman? Who
I'm talking, fuck that. I'm talking about Thanos, man. I'm talking about Thanos, motherfucker.
Hold on. Yo. By the way, you said, you like Marvel? No, I'm like, I'm sitting there like
mad hold fucking on. Judging.
Obviously, she's Team DC.
Right.
You like Marvel?
Yeah, so Brooke had a question, and I'm going to get back to
no,
it.
I was looking.
She did the right thing. Yeah, she was like, yeah, who's your, so let's go around the room. Who's your favorite comic book hero? Or fucking movie hero.
I got mine.
Go ahead. Well, you go stay first.
All right. So I'll go first. And mine, I have to go anime. So I have to go with Future Trunks from Dragon Ball Z.
Sure, Steve. Say something no one will know.
Nobody in this room knows Dragon Ball Z.
If you don't know that, then I don't want to know you.
It is, but I don't know the exact character.
I'm about to say, you don't know no Dragon Ball Z.
You don't know no Dragon Ball?
Everyone, that's Steve.
Yes.
Minority Plus One Podcast.
Minority Plus One Podcast, baby. All
right.
Everyone tried to draw a Dragon Ball Z character when they were younger.
Yes.
Everyone.
Yes.
Everyone tried to draw.
No, I was looking at the girl's skirts.
Somebody.
I wasn't doing no trying to draw.
We love... Pidgeot.
Yo, who didn't want to be Ash Ketchum?
My favorite.
Who didn't want to be Ash Ketchum? For real.
Who didn't want to be Ash Ketchum?
No, Ash. His name was Ash.
Ash.
His real name is Ash Ketchum.
Ass catch him.
Who did not want to actually be a Pokemon master?
I was trying to catch ass.
Tell me.
Who didn't have blue or red? Who are blue or red?
So let's.
This is why we like headphones, right, Mo? Because you can hear people.
Thank you, Brookie. Thank you. She said Future Trunks, best Dragon Ball hair. I completely agree. Thank you, darling.
All right, Steve. So,
thank you.
Who else has one?
Vegeta's official, yes.
All right, thank you. They all know. They all know.
Listen, who else has a superhero, their favorite superhero?
Mo wants to go around the room like we're supposed to.
He just can't wait to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I mean, I'm going to have to go with Batman.
You going Batman?
Yeah, he's super fucking rich. You know what I'm saying? He don't give a fuck. He gets bitches.
And
he's a hoe.
He has a utility belt, bitch. Okay?
That's about it. He got no power. He's just rich.
No, he fucked up.
He's just rich.
Let me tell you something.
He's a hoe.
I'm going to sit on this
Exactly. He's a playboy.
He's a hoe.
He's a hoe. Shout out to the hoes. We all love them. We all love hoes in this room, right?
You are right.
No, I love everybody, but one time for the hoes.
Listen, so let me tell you why I fuck with Batman.
Let me tell you why I fuck with hoes after. Go ahead.
He fucked up Superman with kryptonite brass knuckles.
That is a bitch.
Nah, that's not fair.
He fucked up Superman, who's an alien, Kryptonian, right?
Yes.
Kryptonian. If you really think about it, no one could be. You know why, Ben? Real fast. No, you know why? No one likes Superman.
She went to touch that real fast.
Because he's indestructible. He's the wackest, most boring Superman.
He's not a superhero.
That's
not a superhero.
Who's the wackest? Who?
Superman.
Superman sucks.
Wackest.
Nah, you're wilding.
He sucks.
The wackest superhero ever is Captain America.
No, not at all.
I actually agree. I'm sorry. I'm telling you, I'm number one.
The Hawk. The black nigga that flies around with the wings, he's dirt.
I mean, he's black, though. Come on, he's our brother here.
Nah,
he's our brother. No, Batman is super, super highly intelligent. Sorry. Batman is highly intelligent, right? Okay. And he's got all types of devices, and he's a regular person, busting ass.
All right, what a hot take, Sam.
Women and dudes.
I think Tony Stark is smarter though.
Facts.
That's
smarter.
I mean, look.
That's a debate.
If we're going, what? Look, because I can end the debate right now. If we're going smartest, you gotta go with Reed Richards.
Which one?
Fantastic Four.
Oh, he's a scientist.
Yeah. He's the smartest, and it's not even close.
That's Elastoman. Elastoman, right?
Elastoman.
Elastoman.
Whatever.
Elastoman.
Well, Brookie said the worst superhero is Aquaman.
Elastoman or Elastoman.
Aquaman.
Mr. Fantastic.
I guess so, right? Is he only strong in the water? Aquaman.
That's the worst fucking superhero you've ever met.
That's what she says. She says.
She says.
She says she feels like he's the worst superhero.
Which one's your favorite?
Aquaman.
Oh, wait, hold on. Steve, did you say your name?
I said Future Trunks from Dragon Ball Z.
Okay,
after I went clowning, I'm fucking confident.
You might just say Aqualad.
I fucking love Wonder Woman. That's it. Okay, okay. That's it. I love what she stands
she
for.
Is dope.
I love that fucking movie. After that movie, I was like, that shit was fire.
Like
okay.
Her assessment.
She was fire. I like Wonder Woman. That's it.
Right.
That's
it. Brittany, it's cool. You just buy your cell phone.
Cassie,
that's
right.
Not true.
Look, Cassie's on.
The black nigga with the wings.
Raymond love.
All right.
Yeah. So next, Ant. Oh, Mo.
Already?
No, you didn't go.
You didn't go.
Yeah, you didn't. Your favorite superhero.
You. But you went already? No, I didn't go.
Ant, you know, okay. You ain't think about it.
They skipped around too. So yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, I would have to go with it. Either Superman or the Hulk.
What?
But I'm not into those characters like that.
The Hulk? Right. How about you? You gotta be up.
I don't really get
it. But wait, hold on.
You gotta be mad.
Because that's me.
Me too. Because
I could be cool, and then if I get upset, then I can relate to that.
That's Brittany. And then I try to be Superman. I call Brittany the Incredible Brittany. When Brittany gets mad,
what?
She has super strength.
Get off me.
Yeah.
Get off me.
Yo, her skin turns green.
I'm saying shit that I can relate to. And then I'm Superman because I always feel like I'm trying to be Superman. I'm always doing so much. So
Superman is awful. You be more like Batman because he's got a lot going on.
God, would
more
you get
Superman.
Off Batman?
Yeah. I can't.
Why are you Batman?
I want to. Straddle his face while
I would love to. I would, shit.
Right,
yeah.
So, I'm a big X-Men fan.
Hey!
Yeah!
Now we're part of it.
I'm a big X-Men fan. So I have to say, Magneto's my favorite one.
Yeah, that's a good one. He's like more of an anti-hero.
Yo, but
he goes back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when they got to work together,
he pulls through.
But Magneto's superpowers, bro. Like
he could pull a satellite from space.
Yeah, like he's.
Yeah, he's crazy.
If there's any one superpower I would want, it would be his.
Magneto.
Because
you don't realize how much metal that
we
use.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Do you remember the movie where he pulled, the guy, Mystique put like extra iron into the guy and he pulled the iron from the dude's body and used that shit as a weapon? That's
awesome. Yep, that was X-Men 2, I think.
Yo, how does that shit feel? Like, I mean, I'm gonna switch this shit. Like, no, from like as being a female, like you know, you got a stirrup, motherfucker, pull the metal from your body.
What?
What?
You're like, that's
Wait, what? Ask the question again. I'm sorry.
Yo, so when you get like your pap smear, whatever, don't they clamp your shit?
Yes.
I know, I'm not bugging.
No, they clink. It's like you can feel it going like clink, clink.
Yeah.
Ew.
It's like metal in your body. Yeah that shit cold.
No, and it's loud. And
I'm just assuming. I'm trying to.
Loud and uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. That's the only way
I'm trying to heralize.
They're no longer.
Yes, ladies.
Listen, they're no longer metal, right, Brittany? They're plastic now. So, what are they called?
I didn't get the update, ladies. Go ahead.
I don't know.
Speculum. So
speculum.
Crank it like this, like a jack on a car, like clink, clink, clink.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And then and they make you shit like that, and then they look in there, they stick their fingers, they put a Q-tip.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking heavy. Yes.
You know how eight centimeters in a woman's skin gets not that big. Yeah.
Yeah. Son, why the fuck am I hearing this?
Niggas don't want to talk about this shit.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just uncomfortable. It's quite frankly, it's just uncomfortable.
Oh, I can make people uncomfortable. I'm just saying, like,
yo, I actually have a question.
Is it an uncomfortable question?
I don't know what'll happen.
Like what? Shape shifting.
Oh, yeah. Because all I was gonna say is I saw that comment.
That is fire.
Yeah. So I was like, yo.
Yes.
So Mystique's a girl alien, right?
No, she's a mutant.
A girl mutant, right?
Yeah.
So if she transforms into a dude.
Mm-hmm.
She has.
Does that make her trans?
Ooh. Oh, no. Sam.
You know what?
Anything Steve says has not no affiliate with the.
Oh, my bad. Disclaimer.
You know what's funny?
Disclaimer.
No, listen.
My bad. I forgot. Listen,
yo. She doesn't identify as male or female.
Right?
Non-binary. You know what?
So,
right, hold on. Non-binary. We got it. That's yeah. right.
So let me bring us home with something.
That's good.
All right. So y'all know the D-Wade story, right?
Yes.
Watch Miles say some corny shit.
He didn't say his name.
Everybody know the D-Wade story, right?
D-Wade.
His daughter. Seen the pictures.
Zyla, right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So then Zyla, she wound up...
with a trans man.
The other way around.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
Just hear my question, though. Mm-hmm. Hear my question. What's wrong with that? So, like, to me, like, as somebody who didn't want it, they won. But it's like... But it's like, yo, how could anybody talk about it? Because it's damn near doing the same thing. Or is it because of like the movement and all that stuff? Why it's different?
It's the movement.
Okay.
It's the movement.
And I'm not against it. I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to park.
It's just a simple fact that, I don't know.
I feel like this.
I'm trying to figure out.
Disclaimer.
Oh, wait. I
feel like, well,
Zyla. Can we mention the situation and what happened?
So,
Dwayne Wade.
Just go ahead, Sam.
Transitioned to be a woman.
Early.
So she's trans.
How old?
Woman. Early. I think.
Early.
I don't know. I think she might only be 13.
Yeah. She has.
Which.
Early. You got talking to Mike, Sam.
Surgery and all?
We'll say.
13 years old.
Surgery and all?
No.
Bottom surgery.
Oh, okay.
Surgery is controversial because. There's a high statistic when you get bottom surgery for both sexes, male and female, there's a high rate of suicide. They don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Could possibly the chemical imbalance.
And most want to revert.
They could be going through a phase.
Most want to revert back.
Most want to revert back or
going through a phase, like I said.
Right, I heard this on Joe Rogan. Yeah.
So,
because their community is all online based, most of it.
Yeah. So, mostly it's encouraged to do it young before puberty so that they don't have the stronger features, male or female or whatever. It's a little easier to transition from female to male. So she is now a woman, a girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's still a teenager. And is now dating a trans man. So a girl that was assigned female to at birth is now a boy.
Look at her being so politically correct.
You have to be. Oh, no, I respect it, so I want to try to be respectful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to.
So go ahead, Sam.
So
it's really for Brick.
The question was.
So what I was asking.
Your question behind
it was like, all right. So anybody who thought ill about it from the beginning, it's almost like, okay, like, what do you want now? Or is it like just because the whole thing went down? Because to me, it's the same thing. It's like a double reverse and Uno.
Okay, so yeah. I think now I understand more why most people will just say they're non-binary.
Mm-hmm.
Janelle Monáe on Red Table.
I don't get that shit out. I don't get that
it's
at all.
It's because you don't limit yourself to a gender.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you don't limit yourself to the person you're intimate with. You just love that person for who they are. So I can see why more and more people are just saying, fuck gender roles and I'll be non-binary to cut the middleman out. You know, like I said, Janelle Monáe recently came out. She is, you know, as far as I know, she was assigned female at birth.
Right.
She decided to come out as non-binary, which means you don't choose either gender.
What do I call it?
You actually could be both. So I guess the word
there.
Yes, those are the pronouns. Mm-hmm. You know what's a good word? Androgynous. That's a good word for it too, where you are both like male and female features, depending on how you feel. I feel like
me and Sam got ADHD, y'all. That's
why. I go all over. I can keep going.
Yeah, you can.
Sorry.
But Britt, did you get your answer? Or not?
About what it was about. No.
So let me just do it.
Y'all were kind of like, there was a kid.
Hey, bud, I got you.
Miles basically was like, Well, damn, you kind of, well, correct me if I'm wrong, because I ain't gonna lie, I ain't completely understand.
Nah, so let me just say it then.
I didn't completely understand. But no, you said it twice, and none of us understood it.
Yeah, questions like that.
Yeah, yeah, so respectfully. I thought you were saying more like, oh, you decided to be trans, now you're with a trans person, so technically.
I feel like I said it's just like,
I don't know.
Is it like a...
You feel like, technically, wait, hold on to me. I'm not cutting you off.
Hey, no. Nah,
because what they were signed at birth is, you're saying, oh, this is a normal relationship, boy, girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what you were saying.
Yeah.
I think Miles
and that's what I'm trying to explain. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
No, and that's what I was trying to explain to Brittany in so little words.
Oh, gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? It's the same. I said it's the same thing. But now, Brittany, I don't know if you want to say anything or Sam or did Sam kick all the shit out of the topic.
Sorry. It kind of basically he's saying that even though they're both trans, wind up circling back to being more traditional relationship between man and woman.
I think
we found Miles' match. Honestly,
I got soldiers over here. I got soldiers.
So I'm like, yo,
that's me. I'm sorry, y'all.
When it comes to this podcast shit, I come with a gunslinger. Hey. She got to go up against me.
She said, yo, give me a minute. Nah, word. Give me a minute.
Yeah, but I mean, anybody else want to touch? Because I keep feeling like I'm talking.
No, I feel like, well, Sam, this is cool, right? Because we both have ADHD. Let me tell you this, right? So Brittany wanted clarification so she could talk on it. And then, but when you started talking, you took all the air out the shit. So now my hookers don't want to talk about it no more. We done, Sam.
Okay. Next topic.
Yeah,
next
time. You never gave your superhero.
What's your superhero?
You never gave yours.
Never gave yours.
Yeah, because we switched.
No, you switched.
No, Kyle was in here. Hey.
I definitely told you guys, so like, I like Dr.
Strange. You said Dr.
Strange. Dr. Strange. I said that in the beginning. That's what started this
Melissa says her daughter's non-binary. That's awesome.
And that's awesome, Melissa.
Melissa, how old is your daughter, if you don't mind answering that? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
All right, FBI Sam.
No, because I noticed that this new era that the kids are more progressive.
No.
Yeah, and I think it's dope because... Growing up, it was tough.
Said by a kid. Mm-hmm. That was not funny, I guess. Wah, wah. All right, so are we waiting for Melissa to tell us her daughter age, or are we going to keep going, guys?
Yeah, we can keep going.
Yeah, just keep going. Yeah.
All right. We'll get back to that.
Steve, what you got? I'm fucking with you. I can go on if you need me to.
I mean, you could go off that topic.
Yeah, you could. You could go off that topic like I tried to, try to segue.
No, actually, I want to ask guys in the room unless you want to talk.
Well, go ahead, Sam. Okay. We know you got something to say.
Oh, 18, that's dope. 18 that's dope. Okay. Right. Yeah, see, the younger, they're just way more progressive, which I think is dope.
Yeah, I think that's dope, too. Now, shout out to the youth. Yeah. They don't get enough credit for that. Nah, that's dope.
Yeah. Shut up, Kels. Let me ask you guys. I know this is probably an uncomfortable conversation.
Sam,
I'm never scared.
Of the men in the room, and I'll ask the one, and I'll answer.
All right,
the one
Sam,
woman
save
in the
us
room.
The suspense.
Ask the
shut up. Shut the fuck up. Let me do what I do.
Well, Sam, we don't really curse on this podcast.
Oh, is this a PG podcast?
This is for kids. Oh. And you ruined that.
PG-13.
For anyone in the Capital District area who won.
Would any of you guys, let's say you got, would you got any of you guys deal with a trans woman that had
no surgery?
Full surgery,
no.
Bottom surgery.
No, hell no.
She looked more
hell
a woman
no,
than a woman.
No. Again, no.
So let me segue to that question. Because this is too toxic. It's too toxic.
She has a vagina.
Sam, I don't care. I think it's too many women out here.
A woman? No.
The only difference is that she doesn't have a period. Yeah. Hold on. She can't birth children. Not yet.
Hold on. So, all I'm going to say is this.
Go ahead.
What if I just want to be traditional?
Anything's wrong with that.
All right, then. So when people need to start understanding when people just say no,
right,
there doesn't have to be a fucking reason.
Word, Sam.
It is what it is.
No.
Sam, stop trying to impose your will on us.
For real.
I wasn't.
Are you thinking? Because we'll support you, but.
Nah, word.
Let me ask,
you'll make a better.
All right, Sam.
Better as a woman.
But Sam, yo,
no,
Sam.
No, I'd be a fire ass dude,
so,
though.
Sam, let me transition off that question, and I think it's going to be a little doper. I'm not saying like that I ask doper questions, but I think it's going to be a little doper, but I wouldn't have thought of it if you didn't give that question. So thank you. Right? So the question I'll ask is, is should trans women have to disclose her original sexuality when they meet and before any sexual contact? And I have another question that translates off that if you need.
I got a question.
Go ahead. No, but
I think so, because I feel like we should. I think people are sometimes scared to talk about certain things. If you're laying with a person, mm-hmm. which is the highest form of intimacy for some people, mm-hmm.
What about other people?
Be able to discuss anything with that person if you're going to lay down and have sex with them.
I agree with that.
I'm gonna keep a woman in the room.
Come on, Aunt, respect women.
I feel like that's fair. I feel like you definitely have to be honest off the bat, like
right.
regardless.
I agree. You have to be honest. I think it should be a crime if you're not. Seriously. Yeah. I think it should be a crime.
Okay,
if
they don't disclose.
I've heard that.
It should be a crime.
I'm saying, I'm listening.
If you don't disclose your original sexuality and you have sex with somebody and...
What if you don't have sex? What if it was oral sex and like you didn't get your change and like
your oral sex?
You decide. No, I'm saying
sex. Listen, sex, right?
No, I'm just trying to be more specific so you can understand like what you would do as far as saying it's a crime. So like, okay, so if somebody
any sexual contact, period.
Any sexual contact.
That's too easy. Yeah.
Kiss.
Any sexual contact.
Is kiss sexual contact?
No, is kiss sex?
No, I feel like sexual contact. Like if I found out somebody was
contact,
I said sexual.
Like,
contact.
Yeah, but to me, sexual it couldn't contact. Get as far as a kiss. I'll be so mad.
Yeah, I would. I'd be upset too.
Yeah. So I would feel attacked. I would feel violated. So I'm saying
a kiss would be like harassment.
Okay.
And then I think having sex would be a felony. There's no misdemeanor in that.
Okay.
It's dangerous.
Touching and a kiss, misdemeanor.
Sex comes with consequences with whoever. It's dangerous, especially for trans people, because there's so much homophobic hate.
Exactly.
Right. So I think to protect that trans person's self, they should disclose.
Facts.
It is an awkward situation. Definitely. I think speaking of sex before the sex happens with someone you've never been intimate is always awkward. But right. I mean, if it's awkward for heterosexual people and they want, you know, a form of equality, it's going to be awkward for trans.
So now, so let me put it like this. So now look, ladies in the room, right? There's a law being looked at right now where they say, okay, if a dude courts a girl to the point where he smashes and ghosts her, that's sexual assault. Do you think that's fair?
That's a law?
No, I'm saying it's being considered.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So like
that's
fucked
you
up,
know,
right?
I don't. That's absurd because it sounds as if it was consensual.
Definitely.
You both agreed to have.
You were consensual. It was consensual.
I agree.
Yeah, but they're saying because like dudes can manipulate and a girl might.
Yeah.
Not.
Oh yeah. Because
it doesn't matter.
Women are so fucking innocent. Oh yeah. You don't do shit. You don't manipulate nothing. Mm. Oh yeah, you go in with the best intentions every time. Oh my fucking
Steve
god! How the fuck did we all
lady killer?
So lady killer.
So
if they can make that a law, then they should also make it a law when a guy goes out and brings a girl to dinner, and he pays for everything and he does all that shit.
That's soliciting.
Then she goes to him.
Then it should be the same shit. Then they would have to make soliciting legal, which is prostitution legal. They need to make sex work legal.
It's in the works.
So look. So sex work is legal. All that.
I think it should be. It protects the sex workers. What?
Really?
Nigga?
Probably my briskets. Listen, I'm telling you. I'm telling
she is
all
so
y'all.
Fucking pie in the
I'm
sky.
Telling you guys that. Okay, so say that what you said is going to be legal, right? Prostitution is legal.
It should be.
Just they're not going off that stance. They're going off the emotional damage of women who thought they found somebody they loved and
right.
somebody
right.
somebody hit it and kid it.
No
it.
Funny shit.
He beat it and skeeted.
That's not right.
Britton will tell you.
He squeeted and go ahead.
People, not even just women.
Black people
manipulate anything.
Hold on, black people you saying?
No, people.
People say people on this show. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, funny shit. All people. I'm turning into my mom, right? So I'd be watching judge shows like the People's Court and shit.
Mm.
Fucking Judge Judy. Yo, there's so many cases where a woman was tricking on a dude, and that was their man.
They try
to sue them.
90 Day Fiancé shit. You seen that?
Yo, try to... Yeah. try to sue them, right? Yeah. And be like, yo, it was a loan, it was a gift. And the judge would be like, yo, bitch, I'm not dumb. You thought you could really wipe this nigga. Like, he didn't want you, bitch. What the fuck?
Why didn't she be like, animal?
She'd be like, look in the mirror, you dumb bitch. Yeah. What is, like, that's what she'd be saying, not saying bitch, but she'll be like, look in the fucking mirror. I got saying, three bitch. Daughters.
That's my favorite word. So listen.
What I'm saying is,
what are you saying, Sam?
What I'm saying, that leaves too thin of a line to manipulate the law in favor of a person who's just butthurt.
Word.
Male or female.
I got you. I'm just telling you.
That doesn't even make sense if they made that a law.
You don't think so? So how about this law? If you get caught drunk driving, you got to pay child support. If you kill a parent, you got to pay child support.
Yeah, I heard about
I think that's lit. Mm. I think that's lit.
I think that's lit. Good too.
So,
I agree with that. I agree with that.
All right, so what if I say
you kill any parent, you should pay child
support. All right, so what if I say you and or your family?
Nah.
Has to pay it. Because,
well, if it ain't.
The labor laws in jail is fucked up. If I kill you and I get convicted, I'm doing 10 to 15.
So what you're saying, that law is going to do that. Like, that law is the person that killed that person, if they will not pay that law, I already know that law is going to go to next kid and so on.
No, yeah, exactly. It's like when you die, like, somebody still owes your bills.
No matter what, that law is gonna do that, no matter what. Right. I think that's lit. You know better than the fucking drive drunk.
Yeah.
Period. Sorry.
I don't feel bad for me.
There's so many more manslaughters than actual murders.
But how many people in your family, like, so, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, who has to really, like, somebody should fit the bill. So it's like, yo, if they say, okay, you're responsible for $150,000, right? Yeah, I go to jail for 15 years. Fuck about the $150,000. I go work at McDonald's and have to pay that, but the kid is over. I lost friends to drunk drivers before, and it's like, yo, like, it's crazy, but then it's like, what else do you have to fix, right? And that's how I look at things. I'm like, yeah, you gotta fix. I'm telling you real quick what I think. I'm
like, you gotta fix
prison wages, right? Because somebody in prison could get paid well, even if the average wage is 60 cents a week, right, or 6 cents a day.
I think it's a day. Yeah,
a day. So even if you said, okay, you're really making $8 an hour,
you ain't paying
this,
that much. Else
yeah. You pay this child support, and then boom. I think they should do that for deadbeat fathers too.
In prison,
if they're in prison and they have to work anyway, why are you paying them 60 cents when you got this whole debt out there for them?
I didn't know that. I thought
slavery.
That's the new age slavery. I tell you that all the time. Prison is new age slavery.
Mass tell us that all the time. Where do you tell us that?
It's your first time on here, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. On our podcast, I talk that shit all the time. That. Look, mass incarceration is new age slavery.
I'm going to teach you. Don't say on our podcast. You got to say
podcast.
We talk about that every day. And if you want to hear it more, Sam, you say, and if you want to hear more, catch us every Monday.
Catch us every Monday.
It's bad enough you're not wearing the shirt. You're
right.
Not representing.
DMX. Shout out to DMX.
She's doing that.
A minority plus one in the building. Yes, sir.
So, yeah. Yep. I don't know if y'all want to hit with one of y'all topics that y'all, if y'all want to review y'all show, we willing to do that. But if I can keep talking, and so can Sam. We know Sam.
Keep going, y'all.
It just happens that, like, we live in the same vicinity.
Yeah, we are neighbors.
All right, but Sam, don't talk about where we live, right?
I'm not.
We got the world here.
We're neighbors, and we both have ADHD. Okay. So I was like, damn, y'all.
So I was like, yo, I need a producer.
Hey, what's your sign, Miles?
I'm an Aries.
I'm an Aries, too.
I knew it.
April 4th.
That's too bad. March 23rd. Oh. So, we haven't did a show on my birthday. So
twinning.
So let's talk about one of y'all topics and like where it went. And I don't mean to get it minus wrestling.
I can go on about wrestling.
Oh, okay. You talk about the newest one we just did.
Yeah, Steve. Play us in. Punch us in this topic, Steve. This hard hitting topic.
All right. So this week on the Minority Plus One podcast, we talked about forgiveness of oneself.
Yeah, sure. It was a heavy one.
I like that.
It was
dope.
Basically, you know, I shared a story a long time ago about some things that I wasn't able to forgive myself for doing. And mm-hmm. it's something that still to this day at 35 still like plagues me. And it still just makes me like not know like what to do sometimes. And, you know, so we really kind of just like went like real deep with it and, you know, just sharing stories and shit. And honestly, I mean, it was just, you know, it was just a good thing. You know, it got a lot of people talking about it. That's like the most we've ever gotten, like people actually hitting us.
Yeah, we're going to do one of those because I feel like when I seen what you were saying and stuff. But you know what? I don't even want to spoil it for the guests. Again, I'm gonna do Sam's job. If y'all want to hear that story or those stories, talk about it. Listen.
Minority Plus One podcast on all streaming platforms: Apple, Spotify, Google. Yeah. It was unpacking.
Yeah.
For all three of us.
What's your favorite unpacked podcast that y'all seen? But minus yours, because I think we got to do one of those. Mm. I seen athlete. What's that called?
Oh, I Am Athlete.
I Am Athlete joint.
Yeah.
Ooh, that made me. I was doing buddy checks on my homies all day. Yo, scale to 1 to 10, son. Financially, you know what I mean?
Like, sometimes you just gotta ask if a person's okay. Nah, like, sure. Yo, you all right?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was an episode of Joe Budden's podcast where Parks, he shared his battles with anxiety.
Mm.
And I was like, yo, he was saying how he'd been in and out the hospital for it. Because when you have anxiety, it's really just your brain, you know?
Yeah, I got anxiety.
Going into survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes your body feel like you're having a full-blown heart attack. This shit is wild, scary. It feels like you're fucking dying.
I don't know about heart attack, but it feels like everything's closed. For me, it feels like everything's closing in on me.
Claustrophobic. Yeah. For me, it feels like my heart race OD, like I can't breathe. It's crazy.
Right.
And he shared, like, yo, he was like, yo, I was in there in the hospital, EKGs, echoes, everything. Everything was fine, but I didn't feel fine. Mm. And I was like, yo, I went through, like, good 5 years with feeling like that. And like now, just now, like this year, finding ways to cope with it. You know, I know if I feel anxious or feel like I'm about to have a panic attack, I go outside, I just take a breather, or I talk, like I'll just talk or talk and talk and talk and talk. Or like I need physical touch. Like I'm like, yo, just hug me, son.
Nah, I do that
fucking
too.
Fucking hug me, please.
Physical touch is big for me.
Please.
Yeah, yo.
And that shit really touched me because I was like, sometimes when you have anxiety and panic attacks or mental health issues, yo, you feel like you're the only fucking person.
That's a fact.
You're really not. You really gotta open your mind and listen. Like, there's multiple people who are open to share that they also have that.
Like me.
Definitely.
I used to tell people, like, when I got diagnosed with ADHD, mm-hmm. I used to tell people, like, yo, I can't concentrate. And this shit was fucking with me because, like, I knew I was smart, right? And I was like, yo, why can't I finish college? And it was like, my wife, she was like, yo, go get checked out for this shit. And I was like, fuck it. And then, like, yo, when I got on, like, Adderall and stuff like that, and that's just another thing, because, like, that feel like that shit is, like, crystal meth light, right? So it's like,
I've heard.
You get on that joint, and then it's like, yo, you just buzzing through everything. You know what I mean? You just buzzing through everything, and, like, yo, you're not, like, slow anymore. You're not like, you don't have to use those conversations that you once did to get past, like in regular school. But with the pandemic, that's when like anxiety kicked in, and that was like a different beast. Like with ADHD, it's just like, yo, he talked too much. You know what I mean? But I'll strike a conversation, but it was like, yo, he talked too much. But once you get that riddled in, and then you don't get that, I wouldn't even say human touch is like, I would say like maybe extreme sometimes, but like just interaction. Nah, I need that interaction. Like just regular interaction.
I noticed with
is that
anxiety.
Your love language?
Excuse me?
Is that your love language?
Physical touch. I think mine's is act of kindness. Cause I know I do read a lot of books, bro. So
act
like,
of
yeah.
kindness.
You mean
yeah.
Acts of service?
Acts of service.
Yeah, you fucking.
Hold on, let me.
I'm no. Okay. No, right, you guys can. Because Ann doesn't know the love languages.
No, I got the book.
All right, what's the four love languages?
I don't know.
All right, so when I say acts of kindness, I want y'all
seven.
To read.
Don't look at me. I don't know. I have no idea what nobody.
Acts of kindness is in that shit.
Touch and quality time are mine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I like
languages.
I like to touch.
Seven love languages.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, my favorite love language is the baby's not yours.
Oh,
damn.
There you go.
Steve, different.
Steve, you never had a baby scare, right?
Oh.
Once.
Hey.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Once.
I feel like you're not a real man if you have a baby scare.
Once.
Right? Wow. Not even, What? Wow. Was it a mistake? Are you full on shot her club up?
Fucked up.
Shot her club up.
Knowing me, I was probably drunk, so it's probably a mistake.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, the mistake shit, that's on you, big nigga.
Got paid for your mistake.
Oh, yeah. It sounded like, yeah, like, it ain't no mistake.
I didn't say I was an innocent bystander in this. I realized it.
No, but she said, did you shoot her club up? So you said you was drunk, you shot club up.
You was a drunk driver. Yeah,
you shot the club up.
You was drunk driving.
Still shells in the club.
Yeah, no, I was drunk driving.
Facts.
Yeah, I would have. Thank God.
Thank God.
Bless. I got that.
Bless up.
I got balloons and shit and streamers and all that.
Bless.
I threw a fucking party.
Damn. When you listen to daddy?
I was that close. And
I ain't going front. Like, that's fucked up, though, Zim.
What?
Because, like, you ever think about, like, so one thing that, like, I went over with my therapist, right? This is some dope shit. And I know I said it before, so Mo's like, again, dude? So it's like humanizing people in your life, like older people. So, like, if you see shit, you're like, yo, damn, this and that. Oh, they used to do this. But it's like, yo, thinking like, yo, my father used to look at other bitches, or like, my mother used to look at other niggas. What? And like, she was 21, motherfucker. Like, she might have been getting it. You know what I mean? You don't really know. But then when you look at it, and it's like, yo, like,
real shit.
The shit, I wouldn't.
You see our parents and older folks when we were kids as non-humans.
I want to hear what Britt has to say, because I'm saying that, Britt. It's like, yo, for real, right?
I mean, I don't know. My parents were high school sweethearts, so.
Oh.
A little different for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen pictures of my kids. They met at a high school party. So
okay.
Basically, I don't know. Everyone in my family met really young. My grandfather was. He's in the Hall of Fame. Where they were in a band, Saratoga Hall of Fame. He was in a band.
Nice.
An Albany band. So he was basically a group. So basically,
now we can hear you, Britt. Beautiful voice. The voice that makes you
voice. Okay, you can hear it? Okay.
Yeah, damn. I was like, yo, this is my ASMR.
I had to get her to come closer.
This is an ASMR audition for me. Like, I tell people, hey, ASMR, I got the one coming through. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Sleep.
The one.
Yeah, but go. ASMR video.
Yeah, word. So go ahead, Britt.
So, so my family's from this area. So they all spread it out. My grandmother, my aunts, you know, they all basically went with people in the band. So I've known my family have been in these relationships for years. Divorce isn't in my family. So I don't really see it as, I don't know if my mom was meeting other guys before she met my dad. Like,
so like you saying, hold on. So you saying like your grandmother was a groupie?
Yeah, she was.
And in other words, you coded the joint. And my audience
she was.
Yo,
my audience is
on point.
Groupie.
Yeah, no, my audience
I was a groupie that. Her sister. Her other sister. It was the three of them. It was the three of them. They looked fine as fuck. They're beautiful young women.
True.
And yeah, my grandfather had a huge band in Albany, and they were groupies.
That's not all he had.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
He had your grandmother. Oh, oh.
Exactly.
But anyway, right? So what I'm saying is this.
We're going to talk about our grandpa. Yeah.
So.
Now you're going to talk about
my grandpa.
You're not talking heavy?
Nah, because I got it. Like, nah, that's a sore subject for me.
It's a sore subject for me, too. Bro.
No, because I can say this. Like, I didn't like. And now we're going
to talk about my hands.
Do you want me to say the five love languages? Or
the five what?
It's five love languages.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you said something different. Yeah.
Do you guys want me to say it?
No.
Shut up. Like, kiss my ass. Yeah. Suck my dick.
Well, I'll say it real fast.
Go ahead, Sam.
And
go ahead, Sam. Way to call us back.
Melissa, a.k.a. Mimi, she had it. Words of affirmation, physical touch, receiving gifts, quality time, exactly and acts of service.
Yes. Okay.
That's why you're happy with the acts of service?
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Mom. Melissa had that shut up.
What did I say? What did I say?
We're over here.
Acts of kindness.
Yeah. Probably be acts of service.
I mean, acts of service, acts of kindness. Same thing.
No, it's not.
Oh, so tell your girl she being nice and tell your girl she's serving you.
Acts of service.
Oh, that shit different.
Oh, Melissa, Minority Plus One Podcast, one word. Minority Plus One, one word podcast.
Click and subscribe.
You just said, what you about to say? You just said two differences.
I know. You
just said two differences.
What? You got someone.
You already forgot.
Let's be quiet. Yeah.
You already forgot. About
what you about to say? Forgot?
I was going to say something about my grandfather.
Yeah,
that wasn't
our too grandfather.
Pleasant. Aww, I don't feel like.
I mean, my grandfather.
Oh,
I don't feel good about it. I feel like my grandfather was like a doja.
Okay. What's a doja mean?
Like a doja is like somebody that's like a flunky. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, cause like I'm really like super into Miles Davis, and like that's what I was named after.
Mm.
then like, so like, I read all his books, like, I'm obsessed with him, right? Like, that's like my dude, right? And I felt like I needed to know that, right? Because he's like, to me, Miles Davis is Prince, Kanye type.
He was a trumpet player, right?
Yeah, he was the trumpet player. Yeah. Right? Like, so like his, I'll give you a little history lesson now. Black history, guys. Black history in April. So like his dad was the second richest person in like the state he grew up in. And if I lose it right now, but it was some state in the Midwest. Yeah, that shit don't matter. Midwest. But anyway, yeah, one of those shits, right? But then he came to New York and he's going to Juilliard. And Juilliard, you know, you guys know, it's like a really hard school to get to.
Yeah. Right?
And then like, so he knew like the real shit was down, like either in Harlem or just downtown. So he would just do both. But he didn't realize that niggas ain't know how to read music. So he knew how to read music and play this shit nutty. Mm-hmm. But he will hold you to the chords. And motherfuckers is like, yo, you want me to hold it? And he's like, yo, that's a G flat. Flat all the way. You know what flat... Niggas ain't know.
Yeah.
So to the point where when he got tired of all this bullshit here, he went to France. And then he fucked with this lady. She was like a silent movie actress, right? Mm-hmm. And then this motherfucker took two pack of cigarettes in the room and played her whole movie soundtrack on the fly, and then bounced. He the first black man I would say to curse out the first lady of the United States.
Awesome.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that shit.
That's legendary in and of itself. Is that 1920s?
That's awesome. 20s, right? What'd you say? 1920s? Nah. Miles Davis just died. Yeah, Miles Davis.
No, I meant his era.
Nah, his era is now.
No, when he was lit.
When he was lit? I would say he stopped being lit in, shit, the 90s, if that, because he was doing that thing. Got on that horse. But other than that, like, yo, so like, he would create, you're talking about creating music.
Yeah.
So, and I never knew. Until I spoke to a buddy of mine that like to write music and to just create like what is a note, like to me A is A, right?
Right.
So to create like a note or some other shit,
Yeah.
But then what he would say about like people like my grandfather, he'd be like, yo, these corny motherfuckers follow me around all the time. They don't got it. And then I knew because my grandmother used to tell me that my grandfather was following this motherfucker around. So he didn't say my grandfather by name, but it was like, yo, I know that motherfucker was one of those dudes. He was like, I just put them through hell because I know they don't got it. They ain't worth it. That shit fucked me up. Because I knew, like, what that did for my, like, I wish my grandpops was around and he was doing this shit. Yeah. And then dude was like, yo, he's a fucking Doja.
He was always going.
Yeah, I didn't play that shit. That's why I got my own studio. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Sam, gotta take it. Go ahead, girl.
Does anybody know how to read music?
I used to
know how to do it.
I used to know how to.
Okay, so it's five lines and four spaces. So it's every good boy does fine going down, and then F A C E in the middle of the spaces. I remember that because I went to I used to play the clarinet.
Oh yeah.
Oh
wow.
Shit. Cassandra, good morning.
Hi.
Hold on, Aunt used to play the clarinet.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Let's applause. Let's not talk about that. Yeah. I was in school. I went to.
So Cassandra, Mo has a question.
I did
for
a lot
that.
Of corny shit.
Now, how long did he play it for?
About 3 years.
Oh, that's corny though, man.
It's corny. Like I'm the same guy that.
I wish my son had a fucking credit card.
I'm the same guy that turned down a bowling scholarship for college.
It's an art though. I mean,
yeah. It works. Yeah. I'm
not. Wait. You got a bowling scholarship?
Yeah. That's fucking awesome.
I was the captain of the bowling team.
Stop. That's
fucking awesome. Yo, Mo, turn that light on behind you. Like, grab it real quick and turn it on. That's
what he's at the end of the show.
But all my friends used to be
right now. Now
they used to be like,
please, right now, niggas.
Mind you, I can play. Yeah, I know, but
I know.
I met recently at my hot sauce job this. Fucking bowling champion. He's like, I got two bowling balls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a chip. And
yep.
Hilarious.
And he said he got trophies and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a scholarship.
That's how did you turn that down? Why?
Ooh. Like I said,
was they calling you a sissy?
I used to fight a lot in school,
so they wouldn't do that.
You have that nice little shirt and shit.
Playing with me.
You're like, you alley cat. You got that shirt.
You have the shoes with your name engraved in your shoes and shit. You ain't got nothing like that. You bugging. I would have went hard with that.
All my friends was on the basketball team and the bowling team. I mean, a basketball team and
football team.
Yeah, and I always made the basketball team every year.
You used to do football?
No, basketball.
Oh, basketball.
So I made the basketball team every year, but then I decided to work in the library instead of playing basketball.
All right.
Okay.
Story. Yeah.
Is lit.
I like it.
Love. So, see how you can't end on a sexy moment like that. Because then it's like, yo, it's like somebody got to say something and it has to be doper than that. But like, nobody wants to go over a dope ass story. So,
I could talk. That ain't dope to me.
So, go ahead.
What's my path?
I'm saying, so go ahead. So, let's do it.
Me, I was cool. Like, all right.
Let's do it then. Yeah, pretty cool to me. So, I'm saying, so go. Somebody?
What
are we talking about?
All right.
You said
like,
just go?
That's what I was saying. See what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, when somebody has a dope story, it's just like,
Steve, do you remember like, on our podcast we were talking about?
I want a nap.
We were talking about how cool
I should say what you say, Mo.
We were or weren't.
No, you can't say that.
You but whatever the fuck.
Yo,
wait, were you guys
cool in high school?
I was very cool.
You were cool in high school?
Yeah. I don't know if I was very cool. I was cool.
I mean, yeah, I was cool, but I went to old boys high school, so it's like I didn't want to. I mean, yeah, so. I went to Catholic high school.
I'm like still confused on how you like turned down that scholarship.
Yeah, word. That's what I'm scared.
I mean, if I could do it over again, I don't know what I would do. But
you should. Yeah, you should. Did that shit. Yeah. You
should have done that. Should definitely should have done that shit.
Oh, wow. So, Mo, what about you?
Were you, you
in high school or?
I got along with everyone.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Right. So I was the guy that was good at basketball, but I hung out with the nerds.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Social butterfly.
I really wanted to make sure that I hung out with everybody. So
that's dope, man.
Yeah. I was the same way.
How about you guys? Yeah.
Yeah, I was the same way. I was a social butterfly. Like, I talked to everybody. I mean, you see me now, I was the same way. I was talking to everybody.
I used to sell candy out of my locker, too.
Oh, shit.
Hey. You're the one with the Kit Kats. You had the Kit Kats.
I suck.
Yeah.
What about you, Britt?
I went through like that fucking emo phase for a little bit.
You have a choker necklace?
No choker. I didn't like shit too close to my neck.
I just saw crack out my locker.
What's funny now, to this day, I like being choked, but I don't like choker necklaces.
Wait, pause. I have something to say on that. When
of course you do, Sam.
Wait, I didn't say anything. I didn't even get to say it yet.
Impossibility for them not to try everything in the sex. It's an impossibility.
Sam, that's what Brooke says about me.
Oh my God.
But go ahead. I love talking about sex.
You know,
it's my shit. It's my favorite shit.
It's my dog.
Right? About me being choked. Yeah.
That's my dog.
But yeah, I wear the Etnies or the DCs, which a lot of probably don't even know.
Oh, DC.
I was probably looking at like what. So yeah, I went through that little phase for a little bit, but I had a great group of friends. Mm-hmm. I was torn because I went to a predominantly white school, so. Yeah. The black kids that were in my school was more like, girl, you gotta pick a child. You gotta pick a side. Like, where the fuck you going with this? You got mad white friends. Like, you over here, you over there. So that was that. I know, man. I was literally torn because I'm not gonna be like, I was torn. Literally, like, I had a couple good black friends that were understood me and I could be me with, but the other ones, it was almost like I couldn't be in between. I had to be fully there or. Fully with the white girls at lunch. I was either with the black kids at lunch or I was with the white girls at lunch. It was no in between. Most of the time I was with my friends.
I was with the white girls at lunch.
So, yeah, exactly. Sure.
Sorry.
Did you guys go to school around here? Or?
I did.
Okay, so you went to Auburn. You went to Auburn.
I went to Colony.
Okay.
Oh, Cowtown kid.
Yeah, so, I mean, it got better as I got older. You know, I ended up being in more classes.
That's what she said.
A lot of the... A lot of them, and they were like, you know what, you're not too fucking bad, like, you know, Colony. Yeah. So
mixed?
It was very mixed. It was.
It was.
Yeah. It was like 75%
niggas
white.
Oh.
25% black. And we used to get the bad kids from Albany. They just used to, like, when they got...
We know.
Exactly.
I've seen those taxes.
They send them to fucking Colony. So she was a little crazy for a little
bit. Yo, so you ever feel embarrassed that somebody did some black shit and you was like, ooh, I know what that was, but shit, I hope they don't see it. So heavy.
No, I mean...
It was such a different time back then. When you think of high school now, it's like,
I couldn't even fucking imagine. Back then, it was like, it was really more divided.
Mm.
It really was. So,
I'm hearing her talk about I was high kinda school. Imagine that being your life. Mm.
Yo.
Wait, back up. Yeah.
Back up for them.
He went to my high school, but
I did. I went to
his back. He was back though.
Wait. I was a loser.
You was a loser.
I wasn't a loser, so I can't.
Not at all.
We were chokers in Black Nipples.
Are you a hater?
No. There's no hate at all.
Wait.
Because all the popular people.
Sounds like you're hating.
No, not at all. Because all the people that I see now.
Yep. They losers.
Yes. So I refer to myself as the coolest loser.
You're
right. I'm not mad at the fact I'm a fucking loser. Shit.
You was a loser. You can't say you're a loser. You got a podcast.
That don't mean well, right? Okay, fair enough. Minority Plus One podcast.
Hey. Anytime. Yeah, because you know, when I come on your podcast, I'm going.
Of course. I already expect that.
I'll let y'all shoot y'all first video podcast here if y'all want. My shit is peaking. I know I sound like shit, but nobody can tell me but me. And Mo knows it, but he's not saying anything because he's used to it.
Yeah.
Yo, big shout out to my partner, Mo. He don't say nothing, but...
Right, I was like...
He's very quiet, guys.
He comes through when it's really, like, some pressing important shit. He'd be like, you know what?
He said that he was full of knowledge. He puts his input,
yeah.
He's full of knowledge, like, bullshit knowledge, though. Like, knowledge.
No.
He can talk about
necessary knowledge.
Exactly. When it's necessary, he be coming through.
Necessary knowledge.
So, look. I'm also full of bullshit knowledge, so it doesn't seem like it's just not on Mo. And that's what, no, because if y'all would have let Mo talk just now, if y'all would have let Mo talk right now, it would have been like, y'all was making it like it's me against him. And it's not like that. I'm just saying, like, I feel like 80% of what Sam said today was just bullshit, no knowledge. But it was good, though.
It was good.
Which part?
I don't know.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. You can't even fucking question which part it was. I ain't trying to hear that shit.
Oh, man. See? That's why you can't put...
Oh, with facts, that's nigga.
That's why you can't put bulls in the China shop, huh?
Come with facts.
Sam, 80% of what you... I don't remember what it was. And again,
when everybody listens to the Minority Plus One podcast, I hope y'all understand how hard I have to work to hold the show together sometimes.
Bruh.
When it cut, first off, I wouldn't have anybody else other than her.
Oh, where?
My first lead.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was my first choice. Even though I started this shit like 5 years ago.
Where?
Yeah. I initially started this 5 years
ago. Talk about your journey then, good brother.
Well, I mean, I started it originally when, with my friend Aisha and Mike. And it was,
shout out to Aisha and Mike.
It was basically the same kind of thing that we do now, right, but a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
No, it's actually the exact same thing.
That's how it is. That's how it is when you first start. That shit's fucking hard.
We would go for like 3 hours.
Mm.
Like Rogan style. Like, for real.
Mm-hmm.
But I stopped because I got into podcasting thinking like it was going to be like, yo, I'm going to get popping. Shit's going to get crazy. Yeah. And then not understanding exactly what I'm doing, like in the slightest. So I didn't do no promotion. I only had us on SoundCloud at the time, thinking like, oh yeah, that's enough. And thinking like,
shit costs money.
For real. So about a year ago, it's actually going to be a year to the date.
Shout out to that.
We have not missed one episode in the entire year, except for me when I got COVID.
You only missed one.
I got COVID. Mo still came through.
But
yo, we be sick as hell on that shit.
Yeah.
Don't bring that sick shit here.
Yeah, like, you know, we talked about it a couple years ago, and then we just decided to do it, and it's been fucking up and away ever since.
Nice.
What was the hardest part about, like, getting up and going? Like, what do you think was the hardest part?
Nerves. Really? Just the nerves.
Really?
Like, yo, who's gonna like it? Who's gonna listen? Like, obviously I know our friends are gonna listen. Right. But like, when you get like people who have no idea who you are listening to it,
right,
and thinking like, this is the whatever I'm putting out is the impression that they're getting of me, even though it's only like maybe 1% of who I am. Like, it comes off to them sometimes like that's who you,
100%.
Now, right. Now, how did you get over that?
Fuck it.
Repeat. rinse and repeat.
Fuck it. And you know what it is? Because that's why I love the people who listen to us, because they've been, a lot of them been there since day one, and new people who come in go back. And so they get to kind of hear how we grew as people. And then when Brittany came on full time, you kind of just start seeing like, yo, people just want you to be you. Like, don't try to put on a show.
Right.
Hi, everybody. Today, we're going to be talking about the crime here in Albany.
That's why I tell Ed. Why you keep saying bitch? I would say bitch all the time. This is my shit. Bitch.
Like,
I say bitch.
He didn't say it that much today.
Nice bitches here.
But people feel like they're in the room with us.
Right.
Like, that's how, when
it's
like everyday talk.
Like, yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, whatever. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just words. Right, and then once you get past
words are powerful,
but once you get past that, it's like, yo, why are you taking, like, when, that's like when somebody said, yo, Jay-Z or Kanye should this, I'm like, yo, dude, that motherfucker's a rapper, bro. Like, yo, give him a break.
Words are powerful, and people are more sensitive than we think.
Than you think.
We're in a hypersensitive era.
I know, I'm
sorry. The fact that comedians, real fast, are getting slapped for their jokes.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that bullshit, but
we already talked about it.
Y'all did.
Yeah, we did. What did the five fingers say to the face?
Slap.
What did the five fingers say to the face? Podcast? Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like that was bullshit. I feel like
that him slapping him was bullshit.
My biggest thing, real fast.
What's your biggest thing?
I'll tell you.
I want to know. Hold on, Steve. Before you finish, I want to know Sam's biggest thing. Sam, go ahead. That's like Sam, I'm fucking with you, Sam. I asked Sam, I said, yo, Sam, I need you to be my producer. She said, I can't already do a podcast. I don't got the time and the day to talk like that.
Okay. We got a question.
We got a whole bunch of questions.
We got a question. But my biggest thing is that he slapped his brother, another black man, on a white man's platform. We was just boycotting the Oscars.
They were just boycotting.
Yeah, sorry.
We wasn't but boycotting. Shit.
They need us, right? Because the ratings were so low when they were boycotting. So they need us either way.
Mm-hmm.
We was just boycotting that shit like 3-4 years.
Does anybody really give a fuck?
Yeah.
No, I don't think
so. Care about social issues? I do.
So Sam, what's the biggest social issue?
What's our biggest podcast mistake?
Oh, mistake.
Microphones. Okay.
I would say Maurice.
Microphones.
Yeah.
Really?
No, because the mics, because we all three of us, we use different mics. That's why she sounds different than you. And you sound different than me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we make it work.
That's what most of our listeners will tell us, that our mics are not.
So we got
the
same mic.
Y'all gotta have
the same mic.
Yeah.
Not really. You gotta have the same mic.
Well, I mean, it sounds good.
It depends. We got it now.
But before, there was one podcast.
When it was just me and Brett, you couldn't even hear me.
Dude, y'all don't
hear me completely.
Do you guys use preamps?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, preamp is big. But, like, you don't have to have a sound mic. You have to understand music. So, like, if you bring it in on, like, Logic or whatever, like, the learning curve on that was crazy for me. It took me, like, a year to even learn the audio version. The reason we started doing video podcasts, because the audio editing just became too... It's just like Sam trying to edit the show.
Right.
Yeah, it's never happening because she had ADHD.
Is there anything you guys?
She's taking out. She's like, all right, it's 3,000 ums in here. I'm taking them all out. They ain't gonna think my people sound stupid. And I just do that shit. So like, I used to sit on shows. So then I was like, you know what? I'll do it live and just let it say fuck it. And then I join the Ecamm community. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna invite y'all. We're gonna be in touch, but I invite y'all to People of Video this year. You'll see so many different people that's in the same struggle. It'd be nutty. But to you, Steve, what do you think your biggest issue was?
I mean, it definitely was the audio for us, because like I said, I have no idea what I'm doing. Like, I just got like a little Zoom H6. We plug those mics in.
Right.
We, you know, I get the levels a little good. And, you know, we just one take Charlie. That's it. I put it through Audacity.
Can you hear yourself on headphones now?
Yeah.
All right.
I put it through Audacity.
Uh-huh.
And then we distribute our podcast through Buzzsprout. So that's
what we do.
Yeah. So we use the Magic Mastering.
No.
Yeah. Well, trust me, it sounds way better.
No, it does sound way better, but you got to pay $4 for that.
I know. I pay it.
All right. So I'll show you about some audiophonic before that, because Audiophonic, you buy like these credits, mm-hmm. but the for $4 a week, it's a lot. Like, I'm holding last week's podcast.
Oh, no, it's $4 a month. That's it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But then, so, and you get 4 hours a month for your show?
No, we have six.
Six is
we
cool.
We never go over
that. Yeah, we never really go over an hour, hour and a half.
Right.
Unless we're lit.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
2 hours.
So y'all didn't get on YouTube yet?
Not yet. That's coming next.
Yeah, that's definitely
what we're working on.
Nah, we're going to definitely work.
What do you think our biggest mistake was?
That's difficult for me to say.
Oh.
Only because I'm so new to the show.
I really just
found out.
So far.
Because I didn't know. I have been trying to figure out like who's doing podcasting in the 518.
Same.
I hit Podcast 518 on YouTube. I didn't see y'all.
Yeah,
I saw a couple other ones, and honestly, like I'm just trying to play catch up to who's doing what in here.
Right.
So Miles, what do you think our biggest mistake was?
I think our biggest mistake, honestly, was me. You know, because I'm a dog. So like I'm gonna take everything on. So it's like. When Mo, like, I could have said, like, yo, Mo, come over and let me teach you audio. Mm-hmm. But by the time Mo, I got the idea for Mo, I was already halfway in it. So I was, like, going nuts. This is, like, my third interface.
Okay.
Right? But I know this is the only one I got to get. So it wasn't until I started in a community, I met a community, and I started to learn about YouTube. So I met this dude, Scott, and they had the Jackie Goddess podcast, and they were also here. And he was telling me, like,
Go ahead. Jackie Goddess.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So they already had a show, but Scott was like dope at editing. So I was only audio, just like y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did for me is they invited me to their show. I went on their show and then they came on my show. And that was my first video podcast. And I was like, look, I can't do shit with all this video because it takes me too long to edit because I was working. I'm retired now. So I was working. So I was like, you know, let me just go live to get my YouTube sales. And then when we started going live, then I had to learn cameras. Mo had to learn cameras. We had to learn lighting. All of this set, like, you know, like, you see how low the lights are now? They look high if you look at the camera. But before, I used to have all the backlight and just have it.
Mm-hmm.
And just learning the little shit. And I think, like Brooke said, establishing yourself on camera and angle editing skills, but like we don't edit this, but eventually, like, so like if I ask you guys to come over for like an interview show, I would edit it. I would just do it like a different lighting setting, but understanding like it's get like anxiety, like getting overwhelmed with all of that. Mm-hmm. And not to mention like the social, cause I had like, my sister was like doing like social media at first, the SEO, all that stuff. What I would tell you guys now though, is if I were to give some advice, and I know this is past Mo's question, but I would say to get on YouTube now because they're about to launch the podcast button. Yeah. And like it's good to just be on there with videos.
Yeah. That's coming, will be on YouTube by the end of May for sure.
Right. Right. And like, so we live right here, so like if y'all need to do a video podcast, yo, just holla at me, whatever.
I've been saying that. I'm like, yo, movie.
Yeah.
Set up.
So, yeah. So,
my apartment is.
I told you.
Do all this.
Yeah, we got you. All
right.
So, anything else? Yo, hold on. But Sam is light skin. She looked like super HD.
I've been trying to say, dude, she's a cracker.
She's on some other shit.
You see how great I look? Look at me.
He's lighter than me.
Nah, your shit different because you can see like your lips. It's just different. Yeah, it should be your color crazy, girl. I'm just keeping it a buck. So, to play us out, anybody else have anything hard pressing that they want to say?
No.
What say you?
Well, I feel like Mo and Aunt V haven't talked a lot.
I want to talk to you guys. I want to talk to you guys.
Wait, what happened?
Yeah. You got me with that colon, and that was it. Well, so, I know. So I want to talk to you guys.
Did I?
Said Q colon.
Mo talked about X-Men. I was like, I want to talk to you guys.
So I was actually, you know, I've me and Miles have done this show for a while now, but what is it, about a year?
About 8.5 months, bro.
Okay, so
makes me
the,
sad.
The fact that somebody can come on the show and do the same exact thing to Miles, I was sitting back. I was cool today because I'm sitting there and I'm seeing I'm seeing Miles kind of getting frustrated. He's like throwing his hands up and doing this. Ah! I'm sitting there like,
I like that.
I'm like, okay, you know, just sit back and watch it. You know,
I'm okay. Usually, Sam.
So the thing is that I'm usually a little bit more vocal. Mm. Me and Miles usually banter a little bit more.
Yeah.
But you definitely took over that job today.
The show.
You took over that job today, and I just sat back and I enjoyed. So I apologize for my lack of talking, but I was too busy laughing. I was kind of
nudging
it. He talked a little bit more than I did tonight, but
Miles bet his match. Brooke says, "Fine,
Yo." Sam, what did I tell you when we first started? That I was going to make you a star.
Oh, God. I told Mo that same shit.
I keep trying to tell her that.
It's different.
Do we have any unanswered questions in the comments?
No.
No? Are we good?
Hold on. So, I think we just answered the last one as far as, like, podcast mistake. But, no, yeah, that's it. I think for as far as the comments. But, like, hey, if you guys want to talk, whatever. It's like, I'm scary with the bus sprout. Like, the bus sprout's not gonna go on as far as this. Like, the bus, like I'm saying, like, so, like, me is routine. So, it's like, I won't put this shout because, like, look, we're looking at 119, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, damn, I'm trying to get under that hour. And I know there's a lot of shit said in the beginning. And then, like, you get to the edit button and I'm just the wrong person for it. I know, like, this is not what I need to be doing. But the video's out. So, fuck it. You know, it's live right now.
Hey.
So, yeah, we still got 7 people on. Ow. So, all right. Go ahead.
I'm
surprised it didn't get that sexual. I was all prepared.
We could keep going.
I thought it was about to be some nasty shit in this bedroom.
All right, so go ahead, nasty. Go first.
She said it
like she had material ready.
She said,
I had my index cards ready.
How Brittany gets on our podcast. Oh my God. And we'd be talking about, you know. We'd be talking about, yo, you know, you got to mow the grass. She like, oh.
Yo, I can't actually do so, shit. I can introduce you to the roster podcast. Them bitches get nasty off the rip.
Yo, for real, they do.
Off the rip.
I love it.
I feel like we talked about a great variety.
Yeah.
It wasn't the sexual nasty shit I thought it was about to be.
That you was looking forward to.
And yo, we can talk about it.
That I can talk about.
We can talk about it, but.
Too, exactly.
Yeah, no. You hear this voice? Like,
you want to hear some nasty?
I want to talk about this shit. You hear this voice?
Yo, that's just. I mean, so y'all have anything else to play us out?
I mean, look.
Another question? You want me to liven it up again?
You can lob it up.
I'm trying to show you my range. I'm trying to show my range.
What you got?
Yes.
Huh?
What you got? What's your range?
A nasty question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, whatever.
Go ahead. I'm just putting
our. Yo, so like, if a dude got glasses, right?
Oh. Shout out to Mo.
No.
You wearing glasses.
You wear like you wear glasses on, glasses off. Me topping you.
I don't care. I'm blind. I have contacts in, so I usually get jiggy my glasses on or off, so it doesn't
matter. That shit different for a girl. Like that's a desire.
Is it though? For a dude,
you might come up, your shit's as fog.
Hey. I don't really care. I'm blind, so it's like I'm not picky.
I'm just saying, like, yo. Has it? Yeah.
It don't matter.
You would never tell a dude.
Pop, pop.
No. Y'all didn't really talk about hat fishing.
Hey, four eyes.
Hat fishing, though. Right, Britt? Hat fishing.
Four eyes, get the two.
The hat. You know what hat fishing is?
Nah, I don't.
I don't know what that is.
When a dude look good with his hat on, I mean, he take that shit off and his hairline's like that.
But how would I know that shit? Oh, so, hold on.
No, you're good.
Mo,
you rock the baldy, and that's good because most dudes won't rock the baldy, and they'll just keep this shit. Yeah.
Not
the tits. The tints, like on your car, the tints.
Oh my goodness!
Brother said he don't need to see. I'm seeing like, yo, like a dude,
You guys ever see somebody hold on to their braids too long?
Yes.
Oh!
my God.
Lobster.
And then they take their hat off.
Yeah, that's hat fishing. Oh my God. That's hat fishing.
I'm like, bro.
Yeah, no, please. Here. It don't even want to be there.
Oh my God. That's goodness. Hat
fishing. Mm. So, yeah.
So, what's the most attractive and unattractive thing you can find about a man?
I don't like. What's the most unattractive thing about a dude? Attractive, like physically? Are you saying physically?
Whatever you want to, however you want to take it.
Anything. I'm about to say psychologically. There's a lot, but physically. Titties,
hey.
Yeah, boobies, man titties.
Man titties, all
right. I don't get jiggy with man titties. Bellies, I don't, I mean, I'm okay with a little bit of belly.
This one, like, slim.
No, I'm talking 6 months. I'm talking about the 6 months.
Oh, I'm sorry. Months. Oh, I'm fucking sorry. Yep. I'm pretty sure we did a goddamn podcast about this. My ass. I had y'all two motherfuckers. Well, no, actually, Brittany kind of stuck up for me.
Thank you.
Two motherfuckers.
Steven hates fatties.
You know.
Steven hates fatties.
You say you don't like football.
Nope. Yes, Hoopers, I don't like a fupa. That's not the same as being a big nice girl. Hoopa. Don't mistake the two. It's not the same.
So, Kevy.
What about you, Rhett?
Come on. I'm not the host for no reason.
Sam is nice.
She just
deaded the whole question towards her.
She always does that. She always does that.
Best and worst, babe. Best and worst.
What? Best? I said I don't like titties.
What you six like? Months. So what do you belly? Like?
What do I like?
Tall, slim.
No, I'm pretty cool. Like,
all right, this bitch from. Thank you, Brittany. Fucking thank you.
So you don't
like pretty boys. I do.
Okay, so you don't know. Oh, you like pretty boys?
I do like pretty boys.
You like pretty boys, like, so if you with your man and he get robbed, you like, sorry, baby?
No, I'm going to be like, I probably beat the shit out of the robbers before he does, but.
And go give him some pussy after that?
No, exactly. I probably would. No, I'd be like, it's okay, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. I feel like that's a more. I can't take no pussy after that shit.
If I beat the robbers up for you and I sit on you,
that's
love. I beat the robbers up and I sit on you after that.
Yeah, I couldn't take
that's
it. Love. No, I couldn't take it. Nah, I couldn't take
it
pussy after that.
You lying. You gotta take it with shame. You gotta take it with shame.
Yo, even if you got the best hit, I'm like, nah, I'm gonna go back.
You lying?
That's the whole fact.
You lying?
I wanna take the pussy.
You bullshit.
Why? Okay. It's just pussy. You act like you're taking something away that can't be replaced. It's just
Steve, buy stuff with it. Hey, Steve, it never been.
Shout out to the replaceable pussy.
Yo, Steve. Yes,
pussy.
It never been just about pussy for the rest of us.
I'm just saying. Thank you. That it's just pussy.
Yeah.
Good place. What's up, brother? Yeah.
Oh my gosh, people losing their mind. I'm gonna take pussy away from you if you don't act right. Bitch, go.
I asked the women in the room too, but I'm just saying.
No, go ahead, Brett.
Go ahead, Brett. I know my shit sound crazy, but whatever.
You know,
we don't know.
That's what we actually
like.
Pretty much.
Short,
you going
darker? Sweet to them. I like them assertive. A little bit aggressive, but gentle.
What are you doing over there?
What I normally like, you know, aggressive, assertive, but, you know, will let me still fucking, because, you know, I could be submissive to the right man. I feel like to the right man. I still haven't had that dynamic yet, that relationship where I can feel like I can be submissive to the right man. But if he can also respect what I want when it's something so serious to me and he takes that into consideration and he's like, all right, babe, like, I see where you're coming from. We're going to do it this way. Like, that's all I want. Like, it doesn't exist.
It just doesn't fucking exist out here. It's a good man.
Is the door open again?
Sort of.
And to knock your block off at least 3 times
a day. Yes. I've had high sex drive.
Times.
I think there's a good
sex drive, you know, just somebody who likes to be intimate. You know, but sex isn't all that it is, but I do like
intimate. So can I walk you deeper into this? Because you didn't open the door for me.
Okay. Well.
So what I'm saying is this, right? How could you, that's what I call like a large expectation.
Right. I'm 35. You ask me what I want. I can lay it out for you all fucking day.
I'm not women of a certain kind.
So what you willing to do for that? Tell me everything and you got it.
I am a good ass woman. I will take care of you to the fullest. If you love me and you're giving me
what does that
want,
consist of?
I will take care of you to the fullest. I don't know, support your dreams, support you. I want to build and grow with somebody. Like, I just want a fucking partner. Like, you know, they don't make them how they used
said
to make
every
them.
Girl submissive to the right man.
To the right man. Exactly.
I agree with that shit.
I haven't seen the right man yet, but it will come to that. Like, a lot of my exes would probably say, yeah,
but what did
I'm
say
stubborn,
to you? What did I say to your exes when you say some shit like that? Some corny shit.
I say, I'm stubborn, I don't listen.
Who cares?
And they want the right
who cares about
person.
The exes? Who cares about the exes? No, right, Britt? Who gives a fuck? Exactly. They fumbled the bag. They fumbled a good thing.
I mean,
who cares
sure.
what the fuck they gotta say?
It's like that.
That ain't the biggest little horseshit I've
no, it ain't horseshit. Sex with the guy who hasn't had sex in 7 years.
Oh!
Yeah. That's a big fact. So what?
You said to yourself, you said to yourself.
That's right.
Yourself.
Hold on.
Yo, you lying, Miles. You
shit. Saving himself for the right lady. He's saving himself for the right lady.
Exactly. Thank you.
Hold
on.
Hold on.
Let me tell you what man I am. What man you know that says, fuck your pussy. What else you got?
Yes.
Because you can't just get me with just you throwing that fucking thing at me. What the fuck else can you do?
Right,
you know what? Hold on. You know what? Hold on. Make me like you. Be charming.
Big
how about that? Make so me funny. Laugh. All yes. the shit I gotta yes. fucking do for you.
I
how
agree.
About you
I
try
agree.
It for me?
I agree.
Give me the clap, man.
That's slow with the clap.
I'm okay.
just saying.
That's okay.
I will. I will give it to Steve.
That's all I'm saying. And here's the thing. And it's not like I'm going to sit there and be like, oh, you treat your girl like shit. Absolutely not. I'll treat my girl like the queen she is. But yes. she'll be my queen. That doesn't mean I give the same shit to every other girl.
Every other queen?
There's no such thing as
they're
every
queens,
queen.
Bro. They queens.
To who?
I don't know. What's your...
There's no queen.
I think there's
no queen. You got a point. Yeah. In the game, there's only one queen.
In the game, there's only one queen.
You're her, and that's my mama. Mm.
Oh, no.
Your mama was a hoe.
You
want to
know?
Your mama was a hoe like that.
Not your mom, but most bosses are hoes like the rest of us.
Don't talk crazy. That's still my mama.
Not your mom. I said not your mom.
Still my mama.
This is the only queen that matters.
That's the only thing that matters. That's the whole fact.
Oh my all gosh. Right.
Crazy.
You thought you was gonna get me with that one, didn't you?
Yeah, so I thought she was crazy.
She does that shit to me all the time. I'm
cool,
say this to Steven.
No.
And then he gon' buckle.
Like, no, you know what kills me about Steve? He thinks that I ruminate on this and then I put it in my head of compartmentalize and then I'm like, all right, the right time I'm gonna embarrass my friend. No, I don't do that.
Okay.
But like, yeah, if I have sex in 7 years, I'll be proud of that shit. It's certain shit like that you gotta be proud of.
It's
like
accomplishment,
you gotta,
man.
You gotta wear that
is
shit.
It?
No, you know what? Nobody ever asked me. Damn, yo, how hard was it? How hard is it for you to not
pause.
Just be?
It's like 7 years. Goddamn.
Seven years.
I'm 7 years on.
I mean, damn, bro.
Yo, all
right,
man.
Oh, okay. Yo, that's crazy.
Let me reword it. All right, that's cool. Okay, all right, I deserve that one. That's almost as bad as when I said I'm gonna freeze my eggs.
Oh my god!
Shout out to the artist, nigga. Out.
Shout
out to the artist, nigga.
Yo, he meant to say he was gonna freeze his sperm when he gets popping. He's like, the first thing I'm gonna do is freeze my eggs. I'm like, you don't have a uterus.
Because I have a thing, right?
Because you have a thing.
I have a thing about catching liars. So what I would do, if I ever got popping, if this shit ever is like, yo, minority plus one, X amount of dollars, all right, I'm living nice. Obviously, I know it's going to come with that. Am I going to be a whore? Sure am. But first, what am I going to do? I'm going to get a vasectomy. Freeze my sperm. That way, when...
Vasectomy?
Yes, and I'll tell you why.
I imagine y'all thinking about that shit.
Because, all right, let's say I'm 100% financially stable. It ain't going nowhere. Now I got to find a trusty partner.
All right? Yo, that's
how I got this money.
Secure the bag.
So now I got to find a secure partner. Okay. I can't get you pregnant. So I would say I would just pretend, because I faked it before, you know, who hasn't?
My guy. So here, when you talk, let me put the logo down, and then you can represent your show with that. We don't objectify women on this show.
You guys ever fake orgasm?
Yeah.
Because when men come, you guys always orgasm.
Yo, let me tell you this shit. No. Like, it's times I had to work hard for this shit, but to me, to be in some pussy, it's an honor. Even if I gotta work hard in it just to get that shit and it's gonna satisfy it, I'm gonna drip from the chin for that.
What about you guys?
I'm gonna drip from the chin.
You guys are fake.
I'm talking heavy. I talk heavy on
the
shit.
I definitely did that.
That's disrespectful. Yeah, you wildin'.
It was that bad?
She wasn't right.
Thank you.
Damn. What do you mean? What should have got up.
Hold on. Be honest. No, you're right.
It was trash.
What wasn't right about it?
Stunk. It was trash.
Stunk.
Pussy.
Nah, stunk.
What wasn't right about it?
Pussy. It's right out there.
And took himself into some shit he not ready.
I got you. Don't let them back you into a corner.
Yo, Ant took you.
That was wrong with Ant.
They back it.
This shit was trash.
Mogul took heavy on this shit.
If the vibe is trash for me, it's dope.
So why pull it out?
I can't even do it.
I have a theory. All
right. The vibe is bad.
What about you?
I don't think there's ever a reason to fake it.
Yeah.
You know? So
it's okay. We play myself.
You could just as easily just say, no, I didn't.
I'm good.
No.
Did you? I didn't nut and I'm not.
You know, did you?
Yeah.
Great. Congratulations. High five.
Yeah.
All right, you know,
I can see how that can intimidate a bitch, though.
But you know, I mean, you shouldn't ever have to. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I agree. Yeah.
You can just simply tell them
both sexes.
Yeah,
sometimes you don't want to make people feel bad. You know?
Nah, hell no. You don't never do that.
You don't ever do that.
That's the problem.
Caring.
Yo, son, like, it's not caring. Like, yo, lying is not caring.
Thank you.
Lying is not caring. You gotta talk heavy on it.
I didn't lie. If I didn't lie.
So hold on. So you told sex
and I said, I didn't lie. I didn't say it.
No, that's a lie.
Wait, hold on.
You faked the orgasm. You faked the orgasm. That's a lie, bro.
Hold on.
Maybe I felt like saying that.
Wait. Hold on.
Come on.
Just because you don't finish doesn't mean you're not finished.
That's a fact.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's yo.
I'm gonna put that on a t-shirt.
You build them out. Yo,
I like
you,
that.
I told you, I'm team dude all the way. I mean,
exactly.
I got the.
If you're intimate with somebody, it's all right to be honest. That's a whole fact. Lying. So be honest, man.
You're lying.
Yeah. So
how honest?
You said ever.
Hold on, guys. This is why people wear headphones.
If you're deciding to be intimate with a person,
you see now, because with the headphones, you can kind of hear the bullshit.
Come on, if everyone's being fucking truthful, you know you're not saying everything you want to say.
Who?
You know you don't want to hurt the person that you're being intimate with.
Who?
You're gonna fully disclose everything.
Me? Yes.
I did it.
Everything.
Yes.
I did it.
Why not? How old are you? Who raised you?
What? This is not, I'm not talking about some fucking little fling that you might have picked up and you're having a little one night stand, whatever the case may be. I'm talking about like
your girl.
Somebody you've gotten to know, you've been on
yes.
the been hooking up with, you're gonna honestly say.
Yes.
You know what?
The hat was whack though.
You smell.
Let's work on this shit. Will you smell? Yeah. I've done it before.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you tell them?
Why wouldn't you tell them?
Especially if I care about you. If I'm like, yeah, all right, bye, dude, bitch.
You know, so the shit you want, it's like,
no,
so
if how you actually care about your them, shit's not great. Like, how do you say that?
Baby.
You baby.
You how need you say to.
That? Yo, you like this, like, look, B, like this. That's not me.
Who that though?
Who that though?
What is this?
Never!
head.
Explain this.
But niggas smell. No, niggas smell. Like niggas can smell too.
Some shitty ass head, and I will take that
and
shit.
And
the shit hurts.
I'm not getting no shitty ass.
Right, right, okay,
that's great.
She's. You said shitty ass dick.
Shithead.
Sat through it. No, I appreciate that. I got shitty ass dick out there.
You talking about you smelling shit on?
No, she said.
Okay, where are we going with this?
She said like,
where are we going with this?
Corny dick.
Okay, okay.
I had more wag dick.
Okay, that okay.
Yeah, I got wag dick.
Like, how are you saying, you know, like, that's not that good?
Like, I got whacked dick. I ain't shit.
The only way a woman can tell you is that we don't have sex.
Wait, hold on.
You know what I got whacked dick sometimes.
Hold on. How many women?
If I get her first, then I had good sex.
Hold up. Because I
have to
believe this. I believe
you don't
ever...
Women constantly fake
orgasms.
Always.
Oh, good for you.
You ain't shit. Yeah, you're not shit then.
Right now.
Exactly. That's why we don't...
We can do what right now?
Hold on, Steve. What were you going to say?
All I'm going to say is this.
Yo.
I fuck with you.
Fuck, I forgot what I was going to say.
Come on, Steve.
I have ADD. Steve.
Yeah. Hey, Steve. You need to add to what he... Let the real host get this.
Hold on.
What was that, Sam? Oh, you just do that?
Wait, no. What I was going to say is that, first off, kind of women saying that they get head.
Mm-hmm.
What head? You don't have a head. You don't have a head.
Pawn man's face.
You don't get head.
Sit pawn man.
Oh, yo, but Steve, hold on. Steve just made a fact. He just made a fact.
Word.
Yo, so does head come from topping?
Yes, the fact that you can't top a woman off.
Okay.
I didn't know that. I thought the head was that the head is in my private, so I'm getting head.
Like it's a sour patch. What are you talking about?
No, Steve made that anonymous fact up. Y'all be doing that shit.
You don't get head. You get your fucking shit eaten out.
That's head, though.
No, we get not.
Steve.
What are you talking about?
Steve, I'm on the girl side again.
You're doing the right thing.
No, it's not.
Steve, you serious right now, bro?
Dead ass. Yes. Girls do not get head. It is not the same thing.
What do they get then?
Technically, your head is down there.
That's what he's saying, I think.
That's where it came from. Technically, your head
is down there. No, we get head.
So you're saying the fact that your head is down there, you're getting head.
Yeah.
Yo, if a nigga let you sit on his face first time, he don't respect himself. Put dick gonna be whack.
Right, actually, about
that. I know I am.
I ain't gonna lie, because
that's what I was gonna say.
Yo, so this is you want to talk sex facts?
I remember.
Go ahead,
Steve. I remember now.
All right, Steve, bring us back.
This is for the dudes. I gotta ask the dude.
Go ahead. There's no dudes in the chat. Yeah, it is.
So, oh my god, I just
damn forgot again. Wow.
All right, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Forget on your show. Forget on your show, motherfucker.
Disclaimer.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Same as Elliot.
Steve knows what I'm talking about. Women care too much about their partner's feelings.
That's a fact.
Niggas too.
Exactly.
So don't
dudes. That's why we don't be hurting your feelings.
So don't dudes.
Wait.
We give a fuck.
Listeners.
Yeah.
Wait, I know exactly what you're going to say.
No,
go
hold on.
Go
Britt, I'm
you said it like five times. Good.
Yo, Britt has the voice that makes you moist. She could literally right now, she felt like it.
I knew you was going to say that. Let's hear it.
It wouldn't matter to me.
No. Maybe we don't do that? We're not doing that?
No. Nah. You can do it. Yo, Britt, it's up to you, Britt. But I respect women.
No, she said we. At first, she said it like five times. We can do it.
I can do it now. Yeah, but I can do it right now.
Boy. All
right.
Yeah.
Nah, you got to be in the mic,
though.
Y'all practiced this, and it was a fail.
That's what his
point was. But the thing is, like Brittany said, you should never fake. And Mo said, yeah, why would you not be 100% honest in your relationship? Where I feel like we're at the age right now where you
should. They didn't say relationship. They said, have you ever?
Yeah.
Have you ever?
That was the question.
Yeah, I didn't say relationship. Yeah, I didn't ask
have you ever? No. That was the answer. The question.
Relationship. You, I most genuinely really like you, and I'm not going to want to hurt your feelings.
Exactly. So you're lying. You're a liar.
I'm at a point where I'm a liar. Babe, I didn't come that time. Can we do it this time?
Yo, you ain't come. You're bad.
I'm like,
then
you ain't shit.
I ain't shit. I told you I wasn't shit.
How about you try harder? Don't be mad. You try harder,
nigga.
You got to put more effort.
Bro, dick, go 3 inches of dick to try harder.
Ooh, that makes a difference?
Hold on.
Sam. So a nigga that hit the back of your oven never made you nut?
a dude who couldn't.
Hit the back of your oven, nasty. Never made you nut?
No, listen. A dude who hasn't hit the back of my oven, that only got like a rack of the oven, can make me nut. It depends.
All right, but I'm saying.
If you know what you're doing.
If you know what you're doing, right?
If you know what you're doing, a small pause, a small dick dude, could fuck you up.
So a big dick nigga that don't know what he's doing, you know, can fuck you up worse.
Out here with kids?
I don't know.
Multiple kids and baby mothers?
That don't mean shit.
I don't give a fuck.
That means something. I'm gonna have a kid by a little dick nigga. You out your fucking mind.
Yeah.
Oh my, I almost went so fucking,
Go there. Go there like this y'all show. Cause this is crazy.
I mean,
Sam is capping right now.
I'm not capping. I mean, I'm a size queen. I don't know about
Okay, you a size queen, but
are you a size queen?
But listen, so why would you let that little dick nigga charge you that point?
I care about the thickness. I don't care about the weight.
Okay, so look, yeah, that's me. I'm a mouthful. So listen. So what I'm saying is this: How could you let a little dick nigga enter your shit?
Because you know why?
Why?
He had a fucking personality. He had to charm his way into her.
And she liked that.
And that's what it was. He was charming.
So that's the nigga that you sat on his face first before anything?
Oh, no.
I'm about to say.
No, that was that one night stand. Shout out to that one night stand.
If a nigga let you sit on his... If a dude lets you sit on his face before anything, you played him.
I don't know where he's at. I hope he's okay. I hope he's living life.
And we don't care about him, though. We keep it real. Play myself show.
I don't know where he's at.
Yeah, but you're not going to say his name.
Was he your boyfriend or
no?
One night stand.
Okay.
Sat on his face.
Talk about him too.
Sat on his face.
2019, December 2019, at an ugly sweater party.
Short dick, man.
Brittany. Remember that ugly sweater party? And I had it. We went to the Lark Tavern, right? Yeah. I met him. He was playing pool. That beautiful motherfucker.
This nigga let you sit on his face before anything?
And, oh my God, yo, shout out to him.
He a whole sucker.
Yeah, he was a slut.
Sucker slut.
Let me tell you something.
He let you sit on his face before anything?
He did everything.
You could have, your bucket is smelling like mad doodle.
Yeah,
he didn't
probably,
know you.
I don't know. I wasn't right that day, but still, who knows? From my house to the crib, that was like 2 hours. Who knows?
That's a crazy walk to sit on my face. Sucker shit.
Yo,
go ahead, though.
Yo.
Say your shit.
Shout out to him, yo.
So what's your worst quality you find? What's the best quality you find? Oh, you said thickness. You said thickness. Like you said there.
I don't care about length too much, but thickness, yeah.
Okay. That's okay. Thick. I like.
I have one like little pencil that.
I like
so pencil. You like what?
I like
you know, like when a chick is like and sorry black girls, but you might only see this in a lot of white girls, it's like that like mysterious like we're about to do this shit like shit like that. I like that.
What are you talking about?
It's like some anxious
play myself shit.
Like I like that anxious blush. Like you blushing right now. I like that shit. Like yeah, I like that shit. Yeah. Like that anxious blush. Like
yo, you were
yeah, but it's like
face,
it's more of like a teeth movement. Yeah.
You were making was like lurking in the shadow.
I was thinking
it was like Mr. Prince type.
I was thinking about all my shit that used to do that. I was thinking about all my shit that used to do that.
It's more creepy.
Yeah.
But you still saying
like if a girl did that to me.
Yeah, I like that shit.
And that could be any race of woman.
That's true. That's what.
No, but I'm saying I'm talking about from my experience. You talking about me though?
You like white women?
Of course.
Why?
Damn.
Wow. Why can't
I? I don't like. Listen.
He's proud. Yeah. Fuck the whiteies. Like.
Nah. Your mama's white.
Anyway, he was like, of course. Yes. Why would I not?
Your mama's white, right?
Yes.
No.
That's why. So yeah, reason you don't like your mama.
No, you're not.
All right. You're
fine. What are you talking
about? All right.
Don't do that.
All right, Hummus Thunder, Stunner.
So that's his preference.
Yeah, it's my preference.
Don't
like,
do that, though.
My baby mom.
All right.
That's his preference.
Yo, come on. Yo, chill. I know y'all was going to fight on this show. I was trying to bring it there. We could have ended this shit. Don't do that.
I'm Puerto Rican. My mom. What?
I was gonna say
what?
You see? Hold on! I'm so glad you.
No, because I hate when you do that weird shit. Stop!
What weird shit? I've been doing that to you. I've been calling you cracker for 4 months.
Yo, I don't even call you cracker. Your mother's actually.
Are you serious?
Your mother.
Well,
we don't use the. We don't use that. My son. So my son is half white, and we don't use cracker in this house.
Damn, but I'm just.
Shout out to Max.
Shout out to the Afries, man.
The Afries, whatever. So
I'm Puerto Rican.
Right, okay, so be Puerto Rican. I would never, like, to me, you're just a beautiful woman.
Okay.
So it's just like, so back to the original question, I do feel like.
Why do you like white women though?
Okay, so am I answering the question, or are you going to go on another 10-minute tangent? Huh?
Why you got this preference, though?
I just feel like, I don't really feel like it's a preference.
Brady's black. He's fully black.
Okay. I'll wait for Santa to finish.
You like light-skinned women? You like women?
Yeah, earlier you said you don't like white men, though.
I never said I didn't like white
men. I heard you say, come on.
I said I like that wrestler. What was his name?
Drew McIntyre.
Yeah. He's Irish. I've given him the business.
And sit on his face first time?
Yep.
What? Yo, hold on, as a woman, how does that play out? How does that play out? Like, yo, like you walk into a room with a nigga you never met, and yeah, is it dirty talk? And you like, yo, just sit down. I'm gonna fuck. We walk
no,
there.
Take my pencil. Like if you meet a dude that's like,
I don't give a fuck either. Mile.
Yeah. Wait, I'm just so how you walk yourself into that shit.
So earlier, Sam, you made a comment about. About trans women with their parts, if they had their parts.
Yeah.
And you gave us issues about that.
Yeah.
And now you're giving us issues about about white women.
Hey, talk heavy,
like,
Mo.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, are you trying to pick out
choosy?
What people? No. What, like, you know?
Yes.
But I'm just
trying to ask me if I'm cherry picking. No.
Yeah. It sounds like you are.
You gaslighting.
Because if you, as a black man, I'm looking at you. You're a brown
skin. I'm just a black man. All
right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's not, but I'm saying you as a black man, I only fuck away with. I'm just curious why.
I said that?
I'm just curious.
I said that?
Okay.
Would you ask
said that was your preference. So
it's a preference. Yeah. Well, I'm married and my wife is white, so.
But it could just be because that's
yeah.
what that's what he likes.
That's what he wants now.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to
get. Has he ever messed with a black woman? Ask him that.
Okay.
Right.
That was a good question.
Never.
So I'm trying to get to a point where I know
we grew up together. Bad,
right? Never.
I'm like, all
right, yeah, I have.
You like this kind of woman? Cool.
Yeah.
As long as you're not trying to belittle what you don't like.
Listen, girl. I love y'all beautiful.
However, we're two light skinned women, right? On the favoring side of colorism, right?
Yes.
And pretty privilege, right?
So
I'm trying to figure out what exactly.
So, but
you
know,
you
good,
wait, hold on. You can.
I mean,
it sounds like you're cherry picking
because like
you were literally just talking about the size too. Like you're a size.
Oh, like a little dick nigga.
So like you're really cherry picking. I mean, I wouldn't have said that until you said it.
So you're
cherry picking, or you're not cherry picking,
motherfucker.
More, you know what?
Mo always comes saying
apple picking.
But I mean, yeah, I mean,
hold on, Sam. What have I been telling you?
Cherry picking.
See, I'm glad. Thank you, because I've been telling her this shit for a year.
The same shit, Sam. You know what the fuck you did. Mo put you in your shit. This is the Play Myself show. No, we're not gonna let no shit ride on me.
I see what he's saying.
He's saying like if you met a trans dude that you thought was a girl and she just sat in your face and she put a whole pussy in your face. What you gonna do, Sam?
I'm not a lesbian woman though.
So she was
a trans man. A woman that was assigned by birth as a woman decided to be a man.
Yeah.
Right?
And they put that whole ass in your face.
Because no funny shit, they haven't gotten right the surgery, like how to make them into a man. When they make a woman into a man, the penis doesn't get hard.
It's cat. No, I'm not gonna say that's. I don't know about that. But I'm saying like this. That's the same reason you were trying, like what Mo was saying. That's the same reason you're trying to judge me.
They haven't perfected how to make a trans. Haven't perfected how to make a penis yet.
That's not your thing.
Yeah. No. That's not my thing.
You're a size queen.
You're saying something. Then you're saying something different. So because
you're not even attracted to that.
No.
You're not even like women.
I like men.
In general,
what I'm saying is, he
asked
me something totally different. You said something else that.
We know what we were saying, Sam. You were just trying to hijack
show. I'm not trying to hijack shit.
Sam, this Sam, this is an intervention.
No, I keep trying to tell
you. What you're saying to me, nah, I know. Bro,
I see, bro.
Like
I see.
I'm about to.
I deserve an award just for fucking
having to deal with that.
For housing that.
I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to make him feel bad for like a white woman.
But you did.
You did though.
But it was the way that you said it too.
I'm hurt.
You said it in disgust.
Like you said it. Yeah, you're like,
Sam, you wouldn't be. Yeah, Sam, you wouldn't be here if a nigga didn't like a white.
Of course I like white women.
Oh, but Sam, you were, hey, Sam.
You
were
so proud.
Hey, Sam.
As a woman of color, how would I have
it? Hey, Sam. Hey, Sam. If a nigga ain't like a white woman, you wouldn't be here.
No, but if I was a chocolate woman, what I'm saying is, I said it.
With she came off a little strong, but I think she just meant
we joking. I don't give a fuck.
Dark skin woman, you said that shit.
But why?
I would have been offended. But why does
not why like it's a bad thing?
But why does it matter? Hold on.
White skin people, bro.
Why does it matter? Yeah. Hold on. Why does it matter?
Don't.
If you love white women, like, and you like that white women, why does it even? Why do black women get so upset?
Look at the question. Look at the question.
Only time black women get upset. Real talk. Only time black women get upset is if you belittle black women.
No.
Yo, would you sit on a trans man's face?
So I've seen.
No, Mo. Only be sick and fucking with white women if he was too. No, listen.
Me and
Mo
fucking with white
women.
Yo, shut the fuck up.
That's what we care about.
Okay.
We don't care that he fuck with black women.
So what?
Yes.
We don't care. Okay. But if he used to belittle black women, we'd give a fuck.
My sister. Yeah. Chill. Yo, chill. Like, I don't give a fuck like what y'all think. I'm just telling y'all what the fuck I like.
You better care.
Yo, Sam. Yo, you can take a dick, but you can't take a joke?
Fuck. I can't take neither.
You can't.
Yeah,
you can't take a joke at all. Trust me.
All right.
Let's go. Hey, people saying best show in the world, man. Get them likes up, man. Like, put them likes in that word, man.
Damn it.
We definitely working.
How are we not giving you fucking gold?
Yeah, we're going to give y'all 10 more minutes. I think I got another question.
Answer Kyle's question.
That's a good question.
Right. No.
Kyle's. Kyle's had the question. Would you sit on a trans man's
respectfully,
face?
I think it's for me.
Backpedal.
If the nine backpedal. Right, a trans man doesn't have a penis.
Would you sit on.
No, I wouldn't because they don't have a dick. They have vagina.
So hold on. Before you sit on a nigga's face, you touch a dick?
It depends on what they look like.
I'm attracted to men and dicks.
You just told me the first thing you did when you got in the room was sat in this man's face.
Wait, say it again?
You said when you got in the room, you sat in his face.
He was a man.
But you touched the dick before you sat in his face? No, you sat in his face.
You know what, though? If he was a trans, I'd be like, oh, shit, you know, my bad. But, like...
Then he should go to jail.
Yeah.
Right? He should go to jail.
Daniel cast that charge.
See, light-skinned
people.
He said, you should go to jail.
You're going to jail.
You should go to jail for that shit. See how we orchestrated that to play it back from the... That's the first...
That's the first topic, right? Woman.
You, all right?
So I would prefer... For a man, if a trans man, they don't have penises, so I wouldn't be.
What if he did?
Yeah, what if he did? What if he had the surgery?
What if it was the same scenario? Hold on, Brooke. Sam, no funny shit. No funny shit, right?
Yeah.
The same scenario you said to where you met a one-night stand, he was pretty. As soon as you got in the room, you sat on his face.
No, I wouldn't.
That's what you said.
Yeah, no, I would.
So you would.
So that's the answer. Because, like, you're not... Like, I was surprised you said that shit.
What they look like and how they're giving it up.
Yeah, then you got your shit. I get it.
Say if y'all did that, right?
That's okay.
And then you found out, would you keep going?
Standard, so we can do that and be still consider
her. Yeah. True.
Say if you did that, it was good.
Yes.
And you found out, would you keep going?
Yeah.
No, because they have a... Well, they don't have a dick. I like head followed by dick.
But what if they had the surgery?
No, the surgery, it doesn't get hard.
Well, they could have had a strap on you. I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
I'm floating off her. I'm trying to
research.
Okay, you did the research.
I look into things. No, like, it doesn't get hard, which sucks. Mm-hmm. So that wouldn't work for heterosexual women.
So what's the sense of getting a surgery?
They don't. That's the problem.
No, some
trans
people.
No. I'm saying trans men don't.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't get hard.
It's a cool. I went down that rabbit hole before. Like,
it's a rabbit hole.
It's harder being a man than it is a woman.
Right.
I'm just gonna put that out there.
That's a whole fact.
Considering trans man. Yeah.
That's shit.
But I know one of my coworkers who passed away. Yeah. Trying to get the surgery.
Wow. That's what I'm saying. It's deadly. She was a woman. Yes. Transitioned to a man.
That's crazy.
It's deadly. you don't get hard.
Oh, shit.
So most trans men have a vagina.
And the crazy thing
any trans man you met has a vagina.
You know the scary thing is
top surgery. They no longer yeah, have breasts.
I didn't even know he like. I didn't even know. I'm gonna say he because when I met him, he looked like a guy. You know what I mean? But somebody that. Told me like, oh, that was a girl. I heard. Then I looked, found out. I was like, oh shit. And then damn. They went to the surgery, and then he passed away.
That's
real shit.
Surgery, period, though. Even girls, BBLs, breast implants, like surgery. It's no joke.
I don't feel bad.
Me neither.
No, it's hard, yo.
Why?
It's not hard.
What are you talking about?
No, being a woman.
Watch this.
Any woman is hard. Being a woman is hard, though.
I'm about to tell you.
No, it isn't.
How you about to cut me off and I'm about to tell you?
Because what you're saying is bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
Okay. Hey.
If it was bullshit.
Can we get the likes up?
I remember last year where there was like 15 chicks from fucking DR trying to get a flight back to the United States. It was like 15 chicks in fucking wheelchairs. Yo,
yeah, them social out media there. Them hoes out there.
And fucking Instagram all tell us that we have to look a certain fucking way to be beautiful.
That's
me
a
and
fact.
Will fucking go in on this yeah. shit.
So y'all could go in
two
on
hours.
It, but at the end of the day, but listen, I go on that shit for 3. I'm not scared of you. So what I'm going to tell you is this, right? Everything is the free market. So, like, whatever you see, like, if you see dudes like biker shorts and DMX shirts, that's what you're wearing. So, like, yo, if that's what you're comfortable with, that's what's going to pop. And then a little girl's going to see you and think that that's popping, and that's what creates
you
a culture.
Have to be viral for that. You don't have to just be pop. You have to be viral now.
No. So, what I'm saying is, like...
That's not true.
So, look, hold on, hold on, look. Watch this, look. Watch this, look. Look. Yes. Hey, how old is your youngest son?
12.
How many followers does he have?
About 20,000 followers.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? Wow. So it's just like, yo.
You got more than me. Yeah.
Yo, so that's what I'm saying. So like, media. As our age, as media, we fuck up because like, he's being real. So it's about like the authenticity, and that's how you're going to build your community.
Exactly.
So it's like, yeah, you can't get mad at somebody because like, he's not monetizing off that shit. He's not thinking about what we're thinking about. Right. It's like, we took a kid job and made it an adult job, but the kids is killing it because they real. And we fake.
Yeah. And that's what I keep trying to tell you when we was doing that shit. Like, the whole point was just to be as authentic
as possible. Yeah. Because, like, what's your definition of a podcast?
Yo, honestly, it's a one-shot take. If I hear any editing, I don't believe your podcast.
See? And that's what used to fuck me up.
This is what we love.
One man. Shot, man. Fuck
that's how I start going. Like, yeah,
we still love.
And because you know what it is? It allows you to fuck up. I am notorious for saying...
Hey.
Yo.
I know.
I believe in fucking up and letting people see you fuck up.
Right.
And then just being like, oh shit. And then you get corrected, you're like, okay, my bad. And that's it.
Yeah.
You know, I think people are so fucking afraid to be wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That they just like, oh, I gotta make sure that I say this correct and this correct and this correct because I don't want to offend anybody. I hope I offend you. Mm. If you're not offended,
that's
at some
my shit
point,
too. Yeah,
I don't know who the fuck you are.
That's how you got rock.
Like, man.
But then you gotta like follow shit. It up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck up. Yeah. You know, and you can see the growth too from when you start and when you don't edit shit, and then later on down the line, like a year or two. It's like, oh, damn, they
but
changed.
But you want to edit shit, though. I feel like, yo.
I mean, you can sometimes, but.
To a degree, man.
To a degree,
yeah,
like.
Not too much.
Mic processing, like, yo, like, if I hear y'all breathing on the mic,
right.
And even my thing, because I got a processor down here, or if I hear, like, you not close, like, that's what that does when in Buzzsprout. Like, if you're not on the mic, like, if you hear me, then you hear me. Like, you see how you hear me now?
It
makes a difference, yeah. So it does that. But it's like, once you can get that right, it's the game changer, because, like, I remember putting my first podcast in. Oh my God.
Horrible, right?
Yeah, it's worse.
Horrible. But when I'm talking about editing, I'm talking about taking shit out.
Yeah. And I like you said.
I've done that before, though. I've done that before.
Yeah.
I think I've done that before because people could talk too heavy and like.
Yo, Brittany lost her job.
What? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I lost my job.
Talk about that.
On some podcast shit?
Yes.
What happened?
Damn.
I was sharing on one of our episodes about I used to be with. You know what? Fuck it.
Damn.
No.
I'm just going to say
no,
the company. Why did I say the company? All right, because I got a lawsuit on this shit. That's how it
is. Oh, no, don't say it.
All right, so I was with this company, and we had this competition at the time, and. It was who could sell the most certain things, right? And so this chick just took it too far. So I came to do a pod and I was just like, you know what? I shared what happened at work. I was like, this fucking bitch. She was
you said a name?
No, I didn't say her name. She didn't say the company's name. Didn't say fucking anything, right? And just told the story of what happened. Next week, followed it up with like the closure of what happened. Like, basically, you know, we all gotten talked to, everything like that. So I basically called this girl a bitch. No name, just a bitch.
Same.
Shout out to that bitch.
Shout out.
Fuck that bitch.
Big bitch, right? So basically, a couple weeks later, I got a call from HR and they were like, you know what? Do you talk about what happens at work on your podcast? And I was like, I've shared a little bit, but nothing like
specific. Nothing.
And they were like, well, you know, we listened to it and we heard you, you know, call this girl out of her name. And, you know, she's from a different country. So did you refer to her as a mail order bride? They were just adding little ad libs in this shit. Right?
Listen back at it. That never happened.
It never happened.
They were like adding shit into the mix.
But they downloaded. Shout out to them for listening.
Right. Thanks for the download.
Thanks for downloading.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah. So,
yeah, you know, I shout out
to y'all. I got fired from the fucking podcast and, you know, from the podcast episode. So, I put out a lawsuit against them because obviously, like,
it's wrongful termination.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
So, because they can never determine like what
job.
Like if you never said the name
or never said
she
you know
said
you
the
can't,
product of
that
the
she
company's
was wearing.
Name
that
like
I
the
had
product
on.
That she had on.
Right.
So I sneakers. I put on sneakers and I went there.
Yes.
And so they took that.
They said that
and ran with it. Yes. So I mentioned in the podcast I had that company shoes on my feet. And they were like, oh, you said you were wearing our shoes. And that was, so people are going to put two and two together. And I'm like, meanwhile, this company sells everywhere. So I could have been anywhere working. So it just didn't, they just ran with it. And it was unnecessary and it was bullshit. So
fuck it.
Exactly.
So we're going to close the show out right now unless somebody got something to say because we've been going
for 2 hours. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
That's it. And shout out one more time.
All right, guys.
Minority.
Because you always say minority plus one.
Hold on. I'll put y'all on full screen and do it. Take me off and walk off. So it's just so y'all can have a good plug and I'll send y'all this.
So, guys,
so y'all can have it.
Hit us up on the Minority Plus One podcast. That's MINIRITY. Wait, I think I spelled this wrong.
MINORITY.
Okay, Steve, one more time.
MINORITY.
Yeah, biggest retard ever.
Yeah, that's a whole fact. Son, but do one more time.
Play myself.
Disclaimer.
Hold on, no, dude. I'm gonna send this to you guys in 4K so you can
minority
have it.
Hold on.
I'm off for it. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you, Mikkel. That's it.
Bro. Say your podcast, bro. Like, for real. So, like, you can have this.
It is the Minority Plus One podcast.
Minority Plus One. MINORIT. PLUS. The number one. One word. Podcast.
Right.
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Everywhere.
Google.
Hey, so like big shout out to if there's any podcasts in the 518 that want to get
clap,
there.
Do a clap.
Yes, do what they gotta do. Like, hit me up, hit us up. Get here, man. Let's stand up 518. All right, man, I'm excited about this and thank you guys for coming.
Yo, shout out to Muggs the Don and his podcast.
Hard Pill Podcast.
The Hard Pill Podcast.
These are all 518 podcasts.
These are all 518 podcasts. So. Yeah. And they've had all of us on. Yeah. So shout out to Muggs, The Morning Show at Night.
Podcast and The Hard Pill Podcast. Shout out to them.
Alright.
Shout out to Kels. This dude single.
I'm trying to play us out and I'm playing mad. Before I finish, I like to do the end screen show shit, and I'm like trying to do it. So don't mind me. Just talk amongst yourselves.
Are we on live still?
Yeah, hold on. Okay. Here we go. I think this is the one. And time. All right, whatever. Just everybody get the fuck up. We out.
Ow. Oh, yo, you guys gotta go.
Thanks for listening. Find us on social media at Play Myself Show. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, stay yourself.